Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is Friday, the 8th day of January 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Damon Vickers, who caused quite a stir last time he was on with us, will be joining us coming up in the next hour. He, of course, is a market pundit, investing expert. He will be joining us coming up. Then we have our once-a-week visit. Hadn't had him on for 3 weeks with the holidays, always falling on a Friday, New Year's and Christmas. But Bob Chapman will be joining us to talk about all things dealing with the economy. And then we have a maiden voyage guest joining us. He actually contacted us. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger will be joining us, ladies and gentlemen, with some new information in the last hour of the radio show today. He will not be violating his national security orders, but he does have some new information that he is now able to discuss here on the air. So we'll see if we can stay on the air today until he gets on with us. Because believe me, the NSA and every other intelligence agency is tuned in right now, not just with the computers recording, but with actual operatives listening right now. I want to say good morning to all of them. Able Danger, of course, dealing with 9/11. The British government and the U.S. government, as well as the Australian government, are admitting that airport body scanners do strip search and that the genitals must be completely clear if the scan is to be effective. Now, we've been telling you this all along. National television blurs it out. But if you go to the actual industry websites of the different security firms and others selling these systems and building them, it is crisp. It is clear. But national television, obviously, is too squeamish to show you what's actually happening. We have an article up on PrisonPlanet.com written by Paul Watson today where we flipped one of the body scan images, and you can see once you reverse the negative that it shows it in crisp living color, the naked body. Of course, they have different settings on the machines to see you in a pink light, a red light, a orange light, a gray light, a negative light, the inverse image. And these are high-quality digital body scans. What you see on the news is not the 360 body scan they shoot, but only one still shot, one frame from the recording. So we're going to be breaking that down today. There is a report that I have here from Raw Story, and it links to a several other mainstream media reports. A national survey of youth in custody, shock study, 12% of kids sexually abused in government custody. So we're going to be going over that information today. We're also going to get into the latest with the buildup towards strikes on Iran. And, of course, Yemen. Big developments on the television front. We've always, of course, told you that the plan with high-definition television was to shift to 3D. All the better to brainwash you with, my dear. There's another report from NBC News about a TSA worker going crazy in LAX, screaming, "I'm God, I'm in charge," running around insanely. as the government power trip goes wild.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Shock study put out by the federal government. It's far worse than this. 12% of kids abused in government custody. I was in jail one time when I was a juvenile because a big redneck started a fight with me and started beating me up pretty bad. So I opened up a can of caveman kick butt on him and put him in a coma. And they said it doesn't matter if witnesses report that he attacked you, you are going to jail. And they tried to charge me and brought it into court, and I was in jail for about 5 days until I got thrown out in court when we brought forward the witnesses that he attacked me. And then I only punched him a few times. But while I was in juvenile custody in Terrell, Texas, the jail guard took me into the showers. I wasn't allowed out for a few days, and he said, now it's time for your shower. And I said, funny, everybody goes at a certain time for showers. He said, well, we're taking a shower. He said, take your clothes off. I'm going to enjoy myself with you. And I said, number one, I'm going to resist you. And I said, number two, my dad's going to come after you. And he said, okay, and grabbed me and talked me down the hall and shoved me into the jail cell, and I didn't get food for a day and a half. But thank God, then I got out. That's my one experience in a juvenile detention center on top of the courthouse in Terrell, Texas. They took me from Rockwall to Terrell for some reason, 25 miles away, outside Dallas. I've been in juvenile one time. Oh, that's not true. One time I just pulled up at a bonfire. I was 16 right before we moved down here by the lake, and the police just pulled up and randomly arrested 30, 40 people. I hadn't even gotten a beer yet and took us all in for a minor in possession. But I was in the jail that time about an hour and a half. They just called my dad and he came and got me, and they later dropped it because it was clear I hadn't been drinking. They just randomly, a bunch of cop cars pulled up and said, "Everybody over there, you're going to jail." So I got, that's right, I've been in there twice. But then I was in the drunk tank at 16 with the adults. So that wasn't juvenile. So I guess that is accurate. I've been in juvenile one time and then jail once for the beer when I was 16. Even though I didn't have any beer, I was there at the bonfire hoping to get my hands on some. But, yes, the great crime of teenagers out by the lake drinking beer. But, I mean, I have been in juvenile one time, and the jail guard tried to rape me. That's America. Where do you think pedophiles go to get jobs? TSA, truancy officers, and juvenile jail guards. And that guy clearly tried to have sex with me. The night before I was released, a more Nelly-type guard came and got me out and said, "Sorry about what happened the other day. Come upstairs with me, and I want to show you around." And they took me up to another floor where they had the washing machines. And he then told me I was handsome, but I didn't show any proclivity towards the same sex. Might have been a problem. It was a good-looking female guard. And because I was pretty rascally at that time. I think I was 14 when I knocked that guy out for 2 weeks. He did come out of it 2 weeks later. And so, but that wasn't, "I'm going to rape you now." That was just, "Boy, you're handsome." Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's America. And so you need to know, when your children are visited by CPS or when your child is put in jail, I'd have to say half of them are pedophiles. And, of course, it came out, what, 3 years ago, and then nothing was done. The Texas Rangers discovered that every juvenile justice prison in Texas is pell-mell raping the children, videotaping it. Locals pull up and go in and pay for sex with people as young as 10. The state police tried to stop it, so they kicked the state police director out last year because he refused to drop the case. That's the real reason the head of the DPS was forced to step down. Not the botched handling of the staged firebombing of the governor's mansion. But don't believe me. I mean, here's the Fed's own study. This is out of Raw Story. Shock study, 12% of kids sexually abused in government custody. Some 12% of minors held in government custody are sexually abused, and in some facilities, the rate reaches a stunning 1 in 3 children, says a report released Thursday by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. That's federal government. 12% get raped. That's the 12% that are attractive to them. I've had state senators on the confirmed bounty. CPS gets bounties from these so-called adoption agencies for rich people, and they'll say, "I want a 2-year-old brunette with blue eyes girl. I want a 3-year-old blonde boy. I'll pay $500,000 if they've got a beauty mark." And the CPS, this is on record in mainstream news, puts out a bounty. Then they've got operatives in all the public schools and elementaries and daycare centers, government-affiliated daycare centers with Head Start, and then they just go in and grab that child, and it's gone. You got a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child particularly. That's their favorite. You got to really look out, ladies and gentlemen. You see, this is what really runs America, a guild of hardcore child rapists. I know that's hard to believe, but ladies and gentlemen, I've studied it. That's who runs America. Who will do whatever they're told and commit whatever crimes they're told? Who could grab kids from screaming families with no evidence of abuse? Pedophiles. Now, the big adoption agencies and others and the private agencies that run all this, I've seen the statistics in Texas. You know, some of the heads of these private groups make $10, $15, $20 million a year personally. The first ever national survey of youth in custody. That's not true. It's not the first ever. It is not the first ever. I remembered in 2000, the cover of Newsweek saying the shame of foster care, five times more likely to be abused, federal statistics, in government care than in any other group. See, no one abuses children more. 3,400 plus missing in Florida. Remember that 5 years ago? The few they found had that were beheaded in shallow graves, flown out to countries like Saudi Arabia. They'd fire one director of CPS for being a convicted pedophile. The next guy'd be a convicted pedophile. The next guy'd be a convicted pedophile. How many Homeland Security directors at the state level have been caught flying with little kids they grabbed from foster care to rape areas or trying to meet with kids? This is your government, a bunch of pedophiles. Of course they want to naked body scan your children. What do you think this is all about, ladies and gentlemen? Are you ready to face the full magnitude of the evil we're under? No, you're not ready. I saw a national survey today. In fact, guys, I IM'd it to you, or I may have just sent it to Watson. Just Google new national survey. Parents believe their kids aren't on the Internet. That was one of the headlines. And it had like 80-something percent believe their kids aren't on the Internet or never use drugs or aren't sexually promiscuous. See, the parents are all in denial. We're a nation in denial, and that's why the kids can run wild, the government can run wild, criminals can run wild, because people are in denial. Let me give the parents news flashes. 80-plus percent of your teenagers are not sexually active. You really believe that? How about 80% are sexually active? You believe that the majority of your children are never on the Internet or are barely on the Internet? You're living in a wonderland. You believe the majority of your children haven't used drugs by the time they're 18? What planet are you living on? I didn't know any jocks in high school or college who hadn't tried drugs once or twice. Now, most of them have tried them and then didn't like them, like myself. But almost everybody, I'd say 98%, have tried at least marijuana. I'll tell you that bookworms and jocks don't have a proclivity towards cocaine and heroin. Most of them do try hallucinogens at least once. I know because I had friends in high school and college. I know. We all know. But no, the parents believe that their kids never even try drugs. Anyway, side issue. So how can they believe then that if your kid gets in a fight now, even if nobody gets hurt, everybody goes to jail? And when your 12, 13, or 14-year-old ends up in juvie, there's going to be a big pot-bellied Nelly pedophile raring to go who can't wait to get your kid in there and pump them full of AIDS. Shock study, 12% of kids sexually abused in government custody. The first ever national survey of youth in custody, not true, found that no less than 10% of the 26,550 juveniles being held in detention facilities in the U.S., that was just the sample, are abused by staff at the facility, while another 2.6% report abuse at the hands of other inmates. So you get 10% of them are getting sexually abused by the guards. Of course, the guards are worse than the inmates, and only 2.6% of the inmates, the other juvies, are trying to rape them. And of course, so what you've got, the government's five times more likely to want to rape you than the prisoners. Of course, everybody knows it's the jail guards raping everybody. I mean, I remember a decade ago they shut down a giant private prison in Bastrop for women because the women were and men were raping, it reported in the Statesman, all of the women in the facility were raped and videotaped. And it just goes on to how they're raping your kids. All right, I'm going to get into the naked body scanners. Unbelievable new developments on that front, a lot more. T-minus 4 minutes.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Here's that CBS poll. CBS News poll examines Americans' parents' perceptions of their own kids' behavior. The vast majority don't believe that their children up to age 17 are having sex. Completely delusional. The vast majority don't think their children up to age 17 have even tried drugs. Totally delusional. And, of course, the average American doesn't know that juvenile justice halls are the equivalent of Abu Ghraib Saddam Hussein rape rooms. But that's the federal government's Justice Department-owned study. 12% getting raped. And of the 12-plus percent, what's 12.6, of the 12.6 getting raped, 10-plus percent of that is the jail guards. So if 12-plus percent are getting sexually abused, of the 12-plus percent, 10-plus percent or 80-plus percent of the raping is being done by the government. You better stop living in denial about crime and about degeneracy and about just how sick this society is. We are a very sick society, and we have to admit. I mean, what does the Bible say? It's common sense. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. I mean, look at what we've done. We've killed 50-plus million babies since 1973 with Roe v. Wade, and we say they're not humans. That's denial. That's living in denial. So, of course, foreign banks are going to rob you and steal all your pension funds and bankrupt the government. Of course they're going to put army on the streets. Of course they're going to put naked body scanners in the airports. Of course TSA people are going to go insane and start screaming, "I'm God, I'm God, I rule everyone," running around insanely to where they have to be arrested. That happened yesterday at LAX. That's NBC News. This is what happens when you let crazy control freaks get in control. Some of them are sadistic psychopaths. Some of them are pedophiles. Some of them are control freaks. Some of them are just greedy people that want a bunch of money. And they will rob you. They will take over your life. They will use excuses of terrorism and environmental crises and the flu to force things on you. It's all a scam. I keep seeing reports out of England and Canada where the government, in fact, we've had government officials on pushing it here on this show, for everyone to be rationed for their carbon footprint, that everyone only be allowed to buy so much food. That's BBC Today. Should we bring back rationing for the environment? They want you to be a complete prisoner. Don't you understand we have a completely rogue global government using psych warfare techniques to screw up our society? And it's time for good citizens, good people in government, out of government, good police, good military. We are the majority. Not everyone is evil. But you probably got 25, 30% of the public that are as evil as it gets. They're as evil as old Scratch. They might as well be wearing red pajamas and running around with pitchforks. And we've got to protect ourselves from them. Throughout history, the number one most dangerous, abusive thing, the most murderous thing, the most abusive thing, the most evil thing is government. Because it's the only thing big enough and powerful enough to really hurt people en masse. You can get loan nuts out there and loan criminals, but they always end up getting caught. May not be the first time or the 20th time they do something evil, but they finally get caught. Where can you engage in corruption and evil and theft and get away with it? The longest. Government. Where do smart criminals go? Government. And now corporations of the 100 biggest economies, 50 plus, last time I saw the number, it was 51 in Forbes a few years ago, 51 of the biggest economies in the world are not governments, are not countries. They're corporations. Walmart's bigger than most countries. The amount of money and power. All these companies, IBM, you name it, Microsoft, they have their own spies. They have their own police. They have their own mercenaries. I remember in 1999, a big issue of New Yorker magazine bragging about what I already knew, but to see them admit it, that De Beers, that owns the world diamond monopoly, has giant armies of private troops, thousands of troops they send in to slaughter whoever they want if anybody dare mine diamonds in a country and doesn't take their orders. All right, I'm going to come back into the body scanning. There are huge developments. I told you they're going to have mobile vans. They're now announcing it. I told you they're going to have mobile brain scanners. They're now announcing it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
For the latest incident. It was this past Sunday night here at LAX about 7:30, probably crowded because a lot of people were coming home from the New Year's holiday, when suddenly a man starts acting strangely. He starts saying, I'm God, I'm in charge. LAX police arrest that man, and he turns out to be a TSA agent. They are the first line of defense in airport security, Transportation Security Administration agents. But there have been two troubling incidents involving LAX TSA agents recently. A source tells Channel 4 News a TSA agent was arrested on January 3rd here at Terminal 1 at LAX. He'd just gotten off duty and was behaving erratically, saying, I am God, I'm in charge. The agent was arrested under the welfare code and could have been hospitalized in protective custody for up to 72 hours. Meanwhile, a TSA internal affairs investigation turned up evidence of LAX TSA agents using drugs at an after-hours party. TSA officials say a videotape of the party was of poor quality and the employees were not in uniform, but four employees were tentatively identified. All four were tested for drugs. One came back positive, and that employee was fired.
There shouldn't be people under the influence. because you're still under the influence the next day.
But if you're going to take a dub here, you take on an extra responsibility, you need to follow through with your responsibilities, even on your own time.
But other passengers weren't as concerned.
I imagine there are a lot of people doing that in all walks of life, doing all kinds of work.
All right, that's enough.
So no, not really.
So here they are setting the precedent that it's okay they're running around saying they're God, flipping out, going crazy on power trips. Now, I've flown through LAX a few times and had TSA say they're fans of the show. But also, what was it, 2 years ago? I'm walking through. I'd just taken a shower at the hotel before I left. I was dressed nice. I changed my socks twice a day. The point is, my feet do not stink. And I took my shoes off. And then they told me, come over, they were going to wand me. And they sat me down and started wanding me. And they said, ooh, stinky feet. Your feet stink. And I looked at the two TSA guys, and they started laughing at me. And imagine if I was a black guy and that happened. It would have been calls of racism, because they were two black TSA agents, two large black men who were doing this laughing at me. And I said, you know, that's not very funny. And they said, oh, you got a problem. Just get your shoes on and get out of here. And there's all the confirmed reports of the TSA groping women's breasts and making people strip search, take their shirts off in front of people. Right after 9/11, they had something called Wolverine Security in the San Francisco airport when I was flying out. They were checking people not just at the checkpoint, the security checkpoint, but at the actual boarding area when you show your ticket to get on the plane. Walking around in bright blue uniforms with black berets with their pants tucked into combat boots. And I'm not kidding. I'll never forget it. And Colonel Roberts says he's seen something similar and actually went over and said something. But I didn't say anything. They had this group of old men and women. One of them had an oxygen tank. And you've seen old people and they look like they're about to die. And their eyelids don't go up to their eyes anymore. They peel down. You see the red flesh of their eyes. And they were telling this old man to get up out of his wheelchair, and he had an oxygen tank, and his wife, who looked like she was like 5 years younger, very elderly herself, was trying to help him, and he had hearing aids. And this guy didn't even really speak English. He was going, he was like Filipino or something. And the man was saying, I can't hear you. And they were poking him in the arm, jabbering at him. And just the image. And then I went over and found out they were all the vets were wearing, you know, their old military hats. And they were all survivors, this particular group of the Arizona. I believe it was the Arizona, you know, the battleship that blew up and sank. It was a group of them going to a Pearl Harbor remembrance, flying out of San Francisco. And the image of foreigners in bizarre paramilitary outfits going, you know, jabbering at them in a foreign language, gibbering at them. And for some reason, they always seem to go after old people in wheelchairs. I guess it's a wolf-like predator instinct. You know, wolves always go for an old or young or hurt animal. So at an instinctive, primitive level, they always alert on old people or hot women. And I know you've all seen it as well. It's been in the news this happens. And I only saw private security at airports a few other times, but Wolverine Security, I believe was the name. That's like 7+ years ago now, but I'll never forget. They kind of had Cobra Commander type outfits. Remember the 1980s cartoon, bright, kind of brilliant, not light blue, but almost dark blue in between, really with black berets and black boots. Stomping around, gibbering at people. And this is all about breaking our will, all about training us to accept tyranny. Now, there are several big articles at Infowars.com in the Naked Body Scanner archive. There's a big banner right in the middle of Infowars.com that leads you to the scores of stories we've written about this, detailing every facet of this takeover and why I believe it's so important at Infowars.com. But these new stories that came out today won't be in that archive yet. They're at PrisonPlanet.com. Now mobile devices will scan your naked body on the streets. Airport tyranny comes to your door as predicted. Well, that's nice of you, Paul, to say I predicted it. I really didn't predict it. 5 years ago, I saw mainline British newspaper articles about, in London and several other major cities, mobile vans driving around, and it said they just randomly pull up at bars. Everyone's guilty. No one's innocent. No due process. You're presumed guilty. And then you're marched through looking for guns and knives. The name of stopping knife crime. And they randomly walk up to people and tourists and ask them, are you a terrorist? It happened to me. And put you in a database. This happened to Steve Watson, who lives in London. Now, I had seen Homeland Security 3 years ago talking about buying the same mobile vans for Boston, New York, Houston, Los Angeles, Chicago, and a few other cities. And yes, they've now announced the naked body scanners will be used, and they will go into public schools, and they will go into shopping malls, and in things like Mall of America, and Disney World, Disneyland, and, of course, they're talking about doing it at places like SeaWorld. They will be everywhere. And they're going to have hardened checkpoints. They already have them in many areas of the country, deep inside the nation. And you will be shunted off. Your car will be scanned. In some cases, this is in the news, with you in it. High-powered X-rays blasting you in the car. They always say it's an accident. Oh, well, we waved them in and didn't tell them to get out and hit them with systems many times more powerful than a chest X-ray. I mean, this shoots through aluminum and steel. And then they will also put you in the body scanners. We have links in the article Paul Watson wrote to all the mainstream media reports about that. The Australian, British, and U.S. governments also, in their internal security manuals on the naked body scanners put out by multiple companies, two major ones selling the systems in the U.S., but there's more than seven we've identified. And they say, yes, the key, the TSA is trained to look at the genitals. And in the training manuals, if they cannot see the folds of the woman's genitals, and if they cannot clearly identify the circumcision or the other characteristics of the male testicles and member, and I'm sorry to talk about this on air, but this is America, this is Australia, this is Europe, this is the New World Order. And so in the training manual, the genital is what is checked first as something that has some curves that they can test. So they're looking first to make sure that the scan is operating at full intensity. They look at the genitals first. It says the genitals must be identified. The Daily Mail reports this. The BBC reports this. Admitted, airport body scanners provide crisp images of your genitalia. PrisonPlanet.com has the key boil down article. As part of the gargantuan fraud being peddled by corporate media in service of the government's agenda to subject everyone to degrading naked body scans in airports, apologists for devices claim the people's genitals will be blurred out to save embarrassment. This has now been proven to be fraudulent con designed to keep people in the dark about the fact that the body scanners do produce crisp images of your naked body, and they do allow TSA thugs to see intricate details of your genitals. A report from October 2008, when the naked body scanners were first being introduced at Melbourne Airport in Australia, detailed how the X-ray backscatter devices don't work properly unless the genitals of people go through them are visible. And so they're told that that has to be visible as the marker to ensure. They say the breast, the lips, and the genitals, they have to look for cracks in the skin, areas where to tell it's tuned properly. Just like when you focus a camera on someone's face as a photographer, you want to make sure that the lines at the corners of their eyes are crisp. And so that's what they do. Now, when I'm focusing a camera on someone I'm interviewing, I zoom into their eyes and make sure the finest cracks or their crow's feet are visible. Well, they're looking at something else. It says it will, this is from the newspaper, it will show the private parts of people, but this will be decided is that we're not going to blur those out because it severely limits the detection capability, said the Office of Transport Security Manager Cheryl Johnson. It's possible to see genitals and breasts while they're going through the machine, she admitted. The London Guardian also reports that the genitals are completely visible, and we have a bunch of other mainstream links there for you. Also, another big PrisonPlanet.com article, inverted body scanner image shows naked body in full living color. And Drudge Report took the build photo that we pushed earlier in the week, and they now have that on the front, with Janet Napolitano gazing at the naked body. And they have the headline that Big Sis wants to see your naked body. Big Sis. And now the head of American Airlines says he hates the body scanners and that it's going to hurt airline travel. You bet it is. But see, your corporation making money doesn't matter, buddy. Chertoff and others making money does, and making people submit to this. If they can make us submit to naked body scanning our daughters and our sons and our wives and our husbands, then they'll get away with anything. But intensify the boycotts, call Congress, get them to reintroduce the bill they passed in the House, get it through the House again and the Senate, and jerk these stinking things out. Because we've got all these security experts admitting it wouldn't have even stopped the underwear bomber and that whole event staged as well. National security advisors out there fear-mongering about this, though. So that's some of the news there. Also, get ready for this. We told you they already spent several billion last year, conservatively. They spent more than $8 billion total on different body scanning systems in the last 5 years. Obama orders an additional billion. This is Toledo Blade. Headline, Obama orders $1 billion spent on airport body scanners. We're at war, President says, in revising data and visa policies. But then they always never even follow their own policies. And then simultaneously, they've got Homeland Security meeting with world leaders to implement the same systems worldwide. It's globally implemented. You're like, oh, well, it's just for foreigners. No, it's for everybody. So there's that. And, of course, I told you that this was coming. I remember CBS News 2002 headline, five airports put brain scanners in. And it says passive MRIs from a distance scan your brain. Total quackery. This is what tyranny is. They sent hundreds of thousands of innocent people conservatively to prison with the lie detectors. Those that are now but not admissible for more than a decade in court. Total fraud. Just totally made up. Doesn't work. You know, you're nervous about every issue they're asking you. And so they say if it shows you're nervous, who isn't nervous strapped into a machine with the FBI asking you questions? They have other quack machines they've had for at least the last 15 years where they strap people down and show them images of the murder scene. And if your brain shows any evidence of recognizing the images, when the average person has seen several million images of violence, countless images of real dead bodies on the news, are people butchered, shot, beaten to death, stabbed. And so you see a brunette with white skin, or you see a black woman with black hair in a pool of blood, and your brain shows any recognition of that, they, with the quackery, bring it into court and say, well, this brain scan shows they'd seen this image before. And I've seen the studies showing when independent universities and others test this, it is total baloney. They don't care. They're going in the airports, too. This is the Associated Press today. Brain scanners to go in everywhere. And the article by Michael Tarm is written as if it's the best thing since sliced bread. A would-be terrorist tries to board a plane bent on mass murder as he walks through the security checkpoint. Fidgeting and glancing around, a network of high-tech machines analyzes his body language and reads his mind. That's a lie. It doesn't read your mind. And China uses this to condemn people to death. Oh, the machine is reading your mind. No, it's not. It's looking at activity in certain sectors of the brain. This is like saying, because you have a video of someone, you know what they're thinking. And they're training these TSA people. Most of them don't know how to wipe their own noses about behavioral activity in your face. A would-be terrorist tries to board a plane bent on mass murder as he walks through the security checkpoint, fidgeting and glancing around a network of high-tech machines, analyzes his body language and reads his mind. Screeners pull him aside. Yes, the pot-bellied perverts pull him aside. Tragedy has averted it. Oh, it averted it. A far-fetched, as that sounds, systems that aim to get inside the evildoers' head. You know, a witch floats, but someone who's innocent sinks. So if you drown, you're not a witch. Might as well have a dowsing rod to detect witches. I mean, what's the new quackery? Maybe they'll have the soothsayer. What's the name of that black lady? Miss Cleo. Maybe they could have Miss Cleo at the airport, and she'll decide if you're a terrorist. That'd be more accurate. Let me see now. Maybe you is a terrorist, my love. This one here planning the booby trap, the plane. Oh, yes, call me at the 1-800 number. Oh, yes, ooh, got a bad one here. Miss Cleo. And she could have a special school and train psychics to be at the airports. Maybe we can have a couple of precogs in a jelly jar, and they can tell us who the terrorists are. And the government knows this is all fraud. They might as well just have some tinfoil-covered tinker toys set up. Oh, the tinker toy says you plan to murder everyone. On Thursday, in the wake of the Christmas Day bombing attempt over Detroit, President Barack Obama and Homeland Security and his department developed better screening technology. And, of course, they're calling for more brain scanners being tested in airports now to be deployed worldwide. Mind readers, and it gets into all that. We'll cover more of it when we get back. The machine says you're a terrorist. Send him to be vaporized.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water pure help you rid your home or our air and our water. And they know exactly how to help you rid your home or our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Brain scanners, naked body scanners, being questioned. And now, the British and U.S. news are announcing, PrisonPlanet.com headline, now mobile devices will scan your naked body on the streets. Airport tyranny comes to your door as predicted. Naked body scanners are being ready to go mobile and scan you on the street at football games and any other event where the masses of people are congregated, according to a leaked paper written by Dutch authorities. And then Watson goes through and links to all the British news and others saying they're already doing it in England. As we have been warning all along, the tyranny now being metered out at airports was always intended to be rolled out on the streets. The TSA's announced they're already running checkpoints nationwide, with mobile metal detectors already being stationed at various transport hubs in the UK in the name of stopping knife crime. Now they want you to get a license to buy cutlery. That's a BBC headline, calls to ban large knives. Now Dutch police have announced they are developing a mobile scanner that will see through people's clothing and look for concealed weapons. Those are already in at many airports, and it does it from a distance. According to a confidential document, the scanner could first be used to alternate to random body searches in high-risk areas. The mobile detector would enable the search to be carried out more quickly and would only be used on people suspected of carrying concealed weapons. Oh, yes, like everyone going through any public event. The device would also be used from a distance on groups of people and mass scans of crowds at events such as football games. That is a high-powered beam, folks. The biggest challenge in making it portable and ensuring it can carry out such a scan in seconds, the professor of Eindhoven University told the paper, and it just goes on with the British and U.S. saying it. Big article at prisonplanet.com. We got Damon Vickers coming up to talk about the New World Order, the economy, and a lot more. And a lot of you, I appreciate him coming on the show, got mad at him last time when he was talking about population reduction, and I didn't know those were his views as well, but I remembered him talking about the New World Order taking over. And so I'm sure he's tuning in right now. I want to say hi to Damon. He's coming up in the second segment of the next hour. We go to break at the 5 after, so you'll want to stay with us for that. Then Bob Chapman, and then Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger fame, persecuted for exposing the fact that the government had prior knowledge of what was going on. Much of what he knows is still classified and he can't talk about, but he says he can give us a hint to more because he's in the process of being authorized to release more information. So breaking news with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer in the last hour today. And next week, we've got some really informative guests joining us. Also, up until next Friday, the 15th of January, you can still get 5.5 months free when you sign up for a year at prisonplanet.tv. You get 6.5 months you pay for, you get 5.5 months free. That's what the special comes out to. Or just go get a trial, $5.95 monthly membership, and you can share your passcode with several of your friends and family. 6 computers with the same passcode can be logged on simultaneously to see all my films, all my documentaries, my book, Paul Watson's book, the live feed we do at least 2 hours a day. We'll be doing 2 hours and 52 minutes today, most of the second and all of the third and fourth hour, simulcast at prisonplanet.tv, then archived and saved for you. And each person with your own username and passcode, again, can share it with a few friends and family. $5.95 a month, prisonplanet.tv. That special to get 5.5 months free ends next Friday, the New Year special. You can also get free T-shirts and free videos for a limited time at Infowars.com. Or when you call the toll-free number, ask about the free Aaron Russo video specials, the free Endgame specials when you get Fall of the Republic. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or the online shopping cart at Infowars.com, and your purchase makes this transmission possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And
And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are mass exoduses happening at the state, county, city, and federal level out of the Democratic Party. This is the biggest exodus we've seen, the biggest realignment ever. People thought George Bush was bad. He was just a puppet. They think Obama's bad. He's just a puppet. They're going to run into the Republicans' arms who will betray them en masse. The Democrats are really waking up to Obama. That's why my film, Fall of the Republic and the Obama Deception, are so important. We predict that Obama will plunge, will fall apart, will be a joke. In fact, you guys go to YouTube and type in RT just in the search box for Russia Today. And if you type then Alex Jones into the YouTube RT channel, you'll see a video that has about 130,000 views called Alex Jones, America Will Hate Obama. And that was from the inauguration day, January 21st, 2009. And I think I'm going to play that whole video on inauguration day anniversary coming up in a week and a half, because everything I said in that 10-minute interview has come true. Everything. I also predicted last year we'd see more riots worldwide over imploding economies. They're having riots all over Europe, huge riots. In fact, I forgot to print that. Print me the article about riots in Italy, please. There are huge riots. The immigrant population is the first to riot, tumping over cars, burning police stations. That's going on. And this is just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's all planned, all engineered, until within, I'd say, 3 years from now, complete pandemonium. And even people like myself, if there's riots nearing my home, I'll be asking for the army to be on the streets. This is how they've set it up, where you'll beg for the tyranny. You'll beg for it. We'd better get the word out now about this plan, ordered out of chaos, that's taking place and being launched right now. It is absolutely vital that we reach out to the public and educate them. Now, again, coming up today, we have Bob Chapman. Hadn't been on with us in 3 weeks because of the holidays. We got Damon Vickers, financial expert and pundit, joining us in the next segment. And then we've got one of the top guys exposing Able Danger, Colonel Schaefer, joining us coming up in the last hour today with some new revelations concerning 9/11. So you'll want to stay with us for that. But there's something I wanted to talk about today, and I don't really want to write an article about it. I want to see if it stays up there. But I know Matt Drudge calls the shots on his own website. And more, the Drudge Report looks like Infowars.com, which is good. They talk about the New World Order. They talk about global government. They talk about the body scanners. They talk about the banks robbing everybody. Drudge has really come a long way. The icon of the Internet. He has now made Infowars.com a featured permanent link. That's what they call it, the permanent link section of news sources on the left-hand corner in the I area. And I don't really know what to say about that, but let's go ahead and try to get Matt Drudge on as a guest. Tell him it's a friendly interview. But who knows if that'll stay up there. I'm sure the neocons will lobby to have it taken down, because that is quite a bellwether for us to be put up there, you know, with the Christian Science Monitor and the BBC and the Associated Press. There's only, what, 40 or so links he puts up there, and there's InfoWars.com right in the middle. So please email Drudge and tell him we salute him, we thank him, we appreciate him making InfoWars.com part of the permanent link section. We'll see how permanent that is. I'm not too worried about it, but it is a bellwether, a seminal road marker on our road towards defeating the New World Order as our message becomes completely mainstream, because the truth is becoming mainstream. So good job, Matt Drudge. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know, because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there is the cover of the Drudge Report. We'll put it back up on screen for folks, for people that want to see it. Big Sis wants to see under your clothes. Yes, yes, the complete Orwellian society arrives. And Homeland Security announces they want mobile naked body scanners, brain scanners on the streets, football games, high school, college, NFL, Kentucky Derby. You want to go anywhere in public, you're going to be humiliated, and a biometric 360 naked body scan is going to be made. And Obama is ordering an additional $1 billion in naked body scanners, according to the Toledo Blade today. And here's the Associated Press. Mind-reading systems could change air security. So complete and total quackery. They're not reading your mind. This is just another way to interrogate you and claim that you're a thought criminal. We literally are living in a nightmare Buck Rogers society. But we're not flying around with silver jetpacks, no. All the technology is being used to enslave humanity. The good news is the head of American Airlines says he doesn't want the naked body scanners and they don't work, and points out what security experts have already said. The underwear bomber on Christmas Day was brought through security. They had naked body scanners in the Amsterdam airport. They weren't used, and they wouldn't even have detected his underwear bomb, the large firecracker he had in his pants. So that is all coming up today. You know, in the history books, how did America end? How do we become a high-tech police state? How did Americans let them naked body scan their children, their wives, their husbands? Oh, somebody had a firecracker on an airplane. Land of the coward, home of the slaves. You know, when the wind blows, the American people slit their wrist and worship government and just scream, oh, God, we love you, government. Take all our rights away. So we're going to be breaking that down today. We have Damon Vickers, who is a syndicated radio host in his own right. He is a pundit on CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Barron's, Investors Business Daily. He heads up 9 Points Capital Partners, and the website is npm.us, 9 Points Management.us. So npm.us, and he's with us for the balance of the hour. I agree with him a lot about gold being a good investment, the dollar being in trouble, world government being established. I don't agree with him that we have too many people, and we'll debate that some of the day. Some of our listeners really liked Mr. Vickers on his economic views, didn't like him on his population views. But he is back with us due to popular demand, and we appreciate Mr. Vickers joining us. Good to have you here with us.
Alex, I love you. You run a great show, I have to say that I purchased your Fall of the Republic and New World Order movies, and I watched them thoroughly, and I watched, I think, one of them at least twice, and they're well done, and they're thought-provoking, and I think for a society and a world at large that spends too many hours per day comatose, DVDs like that and content like that can really wake people up, and they're great. They're great movies. They really
are. You also noticed something that I hadn't noticed in New World Order that I consulted on them in, but it's not my film, though my name is on the back of it. They just did that for promotion purposes, I guess. Infowars.com is there as one of the producers for some reason. But it's like an honorary degree or something. I don't deserve it. But I'm driving around on the radio and tuning into your radio show as they're interviewing me, and so there's a snip of you in New World Order. So certainly a strange coincidence.
It's strange, yeah, especially with the New World Order thing, yeah. Well, I mean, that was years. I don't do a radio show anymore, but there was a time that I was on about 45 stations, 5 days a week, for 2 to 3 hours a day. And during that period between 2000 and 2003, when the NASDAQ was collapsing, I spent a good part of my radio show, you know, bashing the CNBCs and the Bush administration and the like. So the trend was certainly down, and there were cheerleaders for a collapsing market, and I wasn't one of them.
Now, Damon, briefly tell us a little bit about your business operation and some of its success, because, you know, that's really why we have you here, is because you've been one of the most accurate and successful people out there in predicting where things are going.
Well, I run a fund, and we also run a private wealth side. Our fund, 9 Points Capital Partners, had a fantastic year in 2008. 2008 was arguably one of the worst years in market history, with, you know, trillions of dollars of value being wiped out, and our fund rose by 63% that year, which is a pretty good thing. So we made money in a bear market, and more than a little. I'm also, if you take a look at the 2000 to 2003 period, we were short during that whole duration as well. When 9/11 hit, you know, we were 100% short. And not because I had inside information or anything like that, but because the trend was very decidedly down. And that's something that we believe that news That we can't necessarily always know what the news can be. We can monitor what the trends are, what the societal trends are. I think you do a great job at that, Alex. But the news tends to reinforce whatever our positions usually are, if the trend is either up or down. So we're flexible. We're fluid. Our style is adaptive. And so that I think that gives us an edge as investors. Other investors are more attached to what they think they know, or they're worrying about the future, but they're not really living in the present. And that's something that we don't do. Living in the present is what we do here at Nine Points Management Research and at Nine Points Capital Partners.
Okay, I want to get into the economy and what you see in the year 2010 with Damon Vickers. But first, let's go back to the controversy of the last time you were on with us 3 months ago. You were talking about your view on world overpopulation and that, you know, something must be done about it. And from my research, that's really the governing push for world government, according to the UN's own statements, is to set up a planetary government, as the White House science czar has said, to order a one-child policy. The UN, a few weeks ago at Copenhagen, called for a global one-child policy. The communist Chinese called for that. There have been editorials all over the newspapers and on TV calling for, in fact, the BBC says, should we bring back rationing today? I have that article right here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers who aren't tuning in on the radio but watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv. Should we bring back rationing to save the environment? I mean, that is hardcore tyranny. What is your real view on world population, and how do you substantiate that we're overpopulated, and what do you say we do then?
Well, I mean, I'm glad you brought up the Chinese. Because, you know, when we think of the Chinese, they were a country and a society that was so enmeshed in malaise. You know, they'd had some very, you know, austere programs under Mao and a rejection of their emperor system and all that. And they went to that one-child system, and I think it was a good part of their, quote, economic birth. I mean, people would never thought the Chinese could get themselves together. People would always talk about China as a region of the world that had promise. You know, Wrigley Gum would get a contract to sell gum in China, and then I remember the conversation with some guy down in Texas and him saying, well, think about all those billions of Chinese chewing on Wrigley Gum. So, and the stock went up, you know, I don't know, it was $3, $4, $5 that day when they got that contract. But they as a country have turned things around economically. Now, that has come at a cost. There's no doubt. China is a very austere, police state, authoritarian, centralized control government. Not much of anything happens by chance in China. It is heavily designed. You asked the question, though, about what is my real view on population. Now, I would ask you, I assume you're an educated man, you're a Renaissance man, you're a free thinker, all things that I love about you, Alex. Have you traveled at all to places like the Caribbean? Have you been places like in the South America? Have you seen some of this? Have you seen, you've been places like that? Have you seen pictures of the world at night? I'm sure you have. Where they the lights out? You know, lights used to go out. It doesn't go out anymore. When the sun sets on a large part of the planet, and we're looking at the Earth from space. You ever seen those pictures of the planet where the lights?
Yes, we see lights. We see lights, especially around the coastlines.
It's especially around the coastlines, but also the cities and the Northeast in particular, and the Caribbean and Puerto Rico, and there isn't much of the world that we haven't lit up, and really. Probably because we're afraid. That's why we have all the lights on, because we're biological creatures and we're afraid of the dark. Fear is a large element of what we as humans still face, and it's, as you point out all the time, fear has been a very effective means of controlling a population who is fear-based, and we still are. We're still afraid of what goes bump in the night and of things that we're not, and people that look different than us. We do have in regions of the world an imbalance of population relative to what the resources can support. And you take a look at places in Africa where that is the case, South America where that's the case, and in particular the Caribbean. These and increasingly in the Middle East. And these are areas where you have a lot of tribal societies, nomadic peoples, and Indian societies and tribal cultures in Africa that have been had the benefit, and I say that really sarcastically, and they've had the benefit of Western influenced or missionaries or do-gooders or, you know, grand social involvement by the Peace Corps or whatever it is to try to help them out, and it hasn't helped. In fact, to the extent that we've been involved in Africa or South America to try to mitigate poverty or disease or suffering, we have only compounded the problem and geometrically increased the level of suffering faced by people.
But Damon,
in those areas.
I have the Royal Commission on Population. I have State Department Memorandum 200. This was all planned. They're not trying to help. And we come back, I'm going to counter what you've said, but I also want you to boil down in a nutshell what you're saying. Then we'll get into the economy and open the phones up. Damon Vickers is our guest. We appreciate him joining us today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Damon Vickers, who heads up Nine Points Capital Partners, the website's NPM, nancypaulmary.us, is with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up for first-time callers for questions or comments to Damon Vickers. Questions on the economy, you name it. He really is a shining mind when it comes to that. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 on this live January 8th, Friday edition, 2010. Okay, Damon, here's the deal. I've read all the population studies, even by the eugenicists, by the UN. For over a decade, they've known that world population by 2022 to 2024 will plane out at 8.5 to 8.6 billion. Then they project in the next 20 years, it will drop down below 8 billion. That's at current statistics, without more family planning and forced sterilization and forced abortions in China. India is the one nation that probably won't plan out. It'll just continue to grow, and it's mainly what pushes the trend up. But look at the West, from Japan, the industrialized world, to the classical West, Europe, the United States, Canada, a 1.3 population replacement rate for every two adults. For those that don't know, they have on average 1.3 children. And most of the population reduction programs being launched are being launched in the West against cultures that are already dying. The West is dying. And I have the Royal Commission from 49 where the British said if we industrialize the third world, they'll stop having kids. They'll be like the West and even stop replacing themselves. But we're not going to do that. We're going to go in and stop industrialization through the IMF and World Bank as a political tool and let the people bomb actually hold them back. So my problem is the UN says they want world government to reduce population, which you can argue we have too many or too less or whatever. When I say it's a non-issue, we need clean technologies. And I mean, I could go on for 10 hours with all the evidence. It's a non-issue to scare everybody into resource wars, artificially making water and other things scarce.
But you go down to the Caribbean, Alex, and it's not a non-issue. I mean, you can see it clearly on playing out right there.
No, everybody is concentrated.
You've got men that have fathered up to 26 and 28 children. And father's a loose word because all they did was bounce around on the flowers and put their pollen where it needed to go. That's crazy, reckless behavior. You know, if this is all about freedom, we want people to have freedom, and we want a world of freedom, and everybody else.
Hey, Damon, here's the deal: the UN wants to get rid of the.
You want the freedom? You want? Are you worried about being deprived of your right, Alex, to have 28 kids?
I know the UN's calling for me to only be able to have one. The UN's calling for me to only be able to have one. I have three, Damon, and if I could, I would have five or six.
Okay, Alex. Well, that comes at a cost, and since our planet is actually of a limited size, if we continue to expand like we have, we don't have much of a world left that's worth enjoying. And I don't really care for asphalt and subdivisions, and I don't think that's progress. That's not a world that's actually very attractive. I don't.
Do you have any children?
Streets and the pavements. Yes, I do.
How many?
I have three daughters.
And do you want them to be able to procreate?
They may have a desire to, but inevitably that'll have to be their decision.
Well, but it may be the UN's decision. It may be the global government. After the banks have all bankrupted us by design.
If individuals on a global basis, Alex, are unable to make responsible decisions, then of course global government will likely step in and begin making those decisions for them. If the United States is unable to make rational, realistic decisions about its debt and its consumption and about its me,
no.
right to consume the planet's resources.
The banks created the false debt system to take over.
Will probably have to step in and begin to tell us how to behave because we've been unable to do it ourselves.
No. Population is going to peak in the next 12 years. It is going to peak, and then it's going to...
There's no way for you to know that. How do you know what's going to happen?
The UN for several decades has had very accurate statistical analysis. This is not...
That's projecting out into the future. It means nothing. There's nobody knows what the future
really, they projected 20 years ago that we'd have 7 billion people by 2010.
But I'm sure you also have other research that says that they genetically engineer viruses and that they could do population control by genetically engineering viruses as well. Could they not?
That's what Dick Cheney wants, yeah.
Well, there you go. Now, they don't have to do it. They don't. That will not. That could happen all by itself.
Damon, justice be done. May the heavens fall.
You put a bunch of chickens in a limited amount of space, and chances are they're going to face diseases.
Damon,
disease comes out.
Damon, there's 30 plus million Chinese extra men. It's caused incredible suicide and problems in China. China has buoyed because they did a deal with the globalists to deindustrialize the West. They've been given all our money. Stay there. We'll come back. Talk about it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Damon Vickers is our guest. He heads up one of the most successful management firms and investment funds out there, Nine Points Capital Partners. NPM.us is the website. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to talk about a host of other issues in the time we have left with Damon. I didn't mean to get stuck on the whole population agenda. My point is, whether you believe we're overpopulated or not, the globalists have actually moved to keep the third world in poverty and cause the people bomb, while they're then always selling eugenics and population and one-child policies in the West. And if you really study eugenics, it's not what is publicly taught about improving the race, improving intelligence. It's actually targeting the most intelligent that aren't part of the elites. They call it, you know, the random genetics out there that in, that threatens the global elite's hegemonic empire. And I just morally cannot sign on to China enforced abortion and infanticide and killing babies. And Damon, I don't think if I took you to China and put you in front of a woman.
I didn't hear any of that. And if it's about keeping the globalist hegemony intact and the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergers and keeping that fine genetic line intact, the truth is that those lines and families, there are real problems with those people. I mean, when you don't intermix family's genetic code or you have too much marrying amongst cousins, you get some kind of strange outcomes. You get people that are manic depressive, suicidal, and just
you get more psychopaths.
Crazy. Huh?
You get more psychopaths.
You do. I mean, you could take a look at,
look at royalty. Look how royalty's always going insane from Egypt to Rome.
That's how they did it. But, Alex, for a long period in time, that is how they did it. Cousins married cousins, and that went on for a very long time. It's particularly if your family had money.
But it's still going on.
It still goes on to some extent. Yeah. Well, it's bad genetically, though. You need to have it. You have a healthier gene code.
But what I'm asking is, then why do you agree? And I wasn't saying you agree with forced abortion in China. I'm saying I can't. Well, then you have to be against the policy.
I'm against a world and countries and individuals that think that they can act haphazardly and recklessly without there being some responsibility to their fellow beings, whether that be animals or plant life or human beings.
But Damon, here's what I'm saying. If Europe and the United States and Japan are having on average 1.3 children, which doesn't replace mommy and daddy, we don't need food rationing and one-child policies in America.
Well, we don't need it in America, but at this point, America doesn't support itself anyway. We're net importers of food. We can't feed ourselves, and we export worthless.
That's because of government policies paying people not to produce food. That's because of NAFTA and GATT and globalization, which is designed to make the world population dependent on the social engineers.
Okay. All right. So as a fund manager, I have to think about how I'm going to make money from that. Because I have investors and people that I have to report to that want to see capital gains. So I can't determine the direction of the world, Alex. I don't think you can either. I would think we both agree that we don't want a world move into a world that it's a police state whereby it's very negative and dark. However, we do need we've I think shown that this experiment called democracy has had unintended consequences and is not really made the American people really all that free, although they have the illusion of freedom.
We don't have, even a howling mob of democracy. We have manufactured consent. Damon, shifting gears in the time we have with you here.
Well, I agree with that. You're talking about the two parties going against each other and the fantasy of Democrat versus Republican. I totally agree with that. Totally. It is a fantasy.
Let me ask you this.
Form of,
what do you see happening to Obama? Lowest approval rating 1 year in of any president. Democrats turning against him. We're going to get some probably even worse Republican later. And then an even worse Democrat after that. It just, as everything goes downhill, what do you see happening economically, politically in the next 24 months in the United States?
Well, you bring up a good point between the Republicans and the Democrats. I certainly hope that we actually don't swim back to a Republican, and perhaps we have the type of environment where maybe you get somebody that's non-aligned. that's not a part of a fantasy of a Democrat or Republican. And yes, both the Democrats and both the Republicans are controlled entities, and they're controlled entities by his family, either family interests in the case of the Tyson family or the Stevens Investment Bank or others. And it takes a lot of money. It takes a couple $100 million or more to get elected president. And by the time you actually swear your oath, you have totally sold out whatever soul you had 1,000 times over. You're a soulless hunk of a man by the time you're sworn in. I hope that we get a third-party candidate. That's what I hope. In terms of the U.S., the United States and the globe on a whole, we've got a lot of debt, sovereign debt, and increasingly we don't have a means or an ability to pay it off. But neither does much of the rest of the westernized world. And that debt is mounting, and it's accumulating.
But it's fiat debt made up out of nothing so correct. That the speculators can take over the planet.
Well, they're not going to – I don't know what they're going to – if the whole world is wrecked financially, I don't know what the benefit of what would they be taking over, a bankrupt company? What's the value of that, Alex?
Well, see, they're too big to fail, so everything else will fail but them. They'll be the last man standing. So even if they're the wreckage of the ship of state and society, they will be that which all the rats cling to.
I don't know. You could also, look, if I wreck you economically, Alex, let's say Alex Jones is a country, and I wreck you economically, and then I get to take you over, what good is that? What do I got? I got
to
beat.
Well, look
guy.
At military I mean, tactics. You get to rebuild it.
I want
to
take over something that's strong and viable.
No, you get to rebuild. No. The globalists take over strong countries and then use them to exploit the neighbor and wage war and covert destabilizations.
On a larger scale, though, you could say that our democratic system, in the way that it's based upon allowing everybody to kind of get what they want, and people get elected and they're beholden to all these special interests, that by the time it's all done with, you've just amassed all this debt because you've had to pay off all the people that got you elected. And
because big government isn't real free market. It allows that crony monopoly capitalism, and then they buy off the howling mob, the horde, to then finally loot the middle class that was left, and then everything collapses. That's what happened in Rome. That's what happens everywhere.
And it is likely to happen again. And we are likely in the process of that happening again. And neither you nor I can likely do much to change that natural course of direction. But what we can do is try to position ourselves financially and try to position ourselves and our families so that we survive and seek to thrive and prosper in the environment that we have, not the environment that we want.
Well, I agree. I mean, I work for a better world, but I also position myself to be in the best possible position. And knowing what's coming in the future, I've been very successful. And these other fools that think buying mainstream television, which is meant to deceive them and to tie them up in false realities, is meant to neutralize them and keep them out of the game. The average yuppie thinks it's cool to spout off the party line of the system, thinking they're smart, like some mindless parrot that's been, taught to repeat something.
Yeah, that is dead on. That's exactly right. That the fantasies that we might have of bashing liberals or bashing conservatives is a game that we play against each other, and it's just ridiculous, and it's just so utterly retarded. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Absolutely. But I think the good news is I think more and more people, Alex, are waking up to that fact. You do a good job of bringing it out to people, of telling them that, and they need to know that. That bashing, liberal bashing or conservative bashing, this is a stupid game that has no end, but with no ultimate, so we just play each other off each other with real no progress or moving forward. It's ridiculous. We don't even deal with the issues at hand.
Damon Vickers, 9 points capital management, npm.us. Just in layman's terms, what do you see happening with the economy, with the dollar, with gold, with stocks, with bonds? A basic boil down of what you see happening in the next 12 months and forward with the economy.
Well, I hate doing that. I really do, because the person inside me that says that he doesn't want to live in the future and he doesn't want to live in the past but wants to be present in the moment doesn't like to make projections. However, let's taking a look at where the moment is and where we're likely headed, what are we looking at? Dollar continue to looks weaker because they're continue to have to print money. This morning we came out with jobs. We still show the economy losing, I think it was 85,000 jobs, but we had an upward revision of 4,000 in the prior month. We need to create a minimum of 100,000 new jobs every single month just to keep up with the growth of our population in the United States. And it's not as bad as it was at 700,000 loss in jobs last January, but we're still losing jobs. So there's a critical issue. The job situation is pretty serious. On the stock market, the trend does appear to be up, though. However, even with all this bad news, equities appear to be rising. So the stock market actually is looking pretty good. Interest rates, bonds, we don't like bonds because rates, Alex, they're near zero. And in fact, 2 weeks ago, the Treasury did an auction where they convinced people and succeeded in selling them bonds with 0% interest. That's crazy. The last place you want to be is in bonds when interest rates are this low. Gold continues to look good. We own gold. Oil continues to look good. We own oil, and oil's climbed from $68 to $83 a barrel since I think I was on the air with you.
Where do you think oil's going, and what's going to happen with natural gas?
My God, Nate, you know, let's take the first part of that first, and we'll take the natural gas disaster second. Oil looks like it's headed higher. A lot of that's tied to the dollar. You know, we could see $90, $100 oil in the next 12 months. I think that's possible, but we'll see. In terms of natural gas, you know, it's just the trend on natural gas, Alex, has just been a bottomless pit, and it was seemingly cheap at every point along the way down, but natural gas is like Citigroup. I mean, it was from 50, it seemed cheap at 25, till it hit 15 and 10 and 5 and 3 and 97 cents. And natural gas has been kind of trending like that. However, you do have the feel-good environmentalist saying that they'd love to see the world more powered with natural gas, including T. Boone Pickens, but it has not materialized in prices. So all I can say about natural gas is the trend is still down.
Okay. And again, your company is Nine Points Capital Partners. The website is npm.us. Damon Vickers is our guest. I want to go to calls in the time we have left, but so much is going on in the world. What do you think about the underwear bomber situation? Have you seen the evidence of that being a hoax to launch the body scanners? What do you think of what's happening with Iran, with Yemen, all these talks of expanding wars? When empires get in trouble, they like to launch new wars.
They do. You're right. And it's good for their currencies, too, because you get a flight to perceived safety because of global instability. In terms of the body scanners, my gosh, I don't know. I don't think it's particularly effective against PETN, which is the main thing they're mostly worried about, though, right? I mean, nothing really can spot PETN because it's, what is it, uric acid, which is an ingredient found in urine, and something else. However, you'd think they'd be able to sniff for it if there were higher concentrations. But in my case, Alex, I think that the alarm would go off every time. Okay. Let's see. As for the body scanners, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it makes me pretty nervous, though, Alex. Do you have any concern about the possibility? I mean, you do want them to try to do everything they can to try to keep people from doing stupid things like blow out hatches in airplanes if you're on the airplane.
Damon, we can't give up our whole way of life because somebody might blow up an airplane. The body scanners wouldn't even protect it against that. It has all the earmarks of being a staged event. I don't want to march my daughters or your daughters through the naked body scanners that are recorded and saved by the government so they can then have your biometric ID and scan you from a distance. They've now admitted today that is what they're planning.
Let's talk about that for a second, the biometrics. And this is an area that we've been involved with over the years, and that the interface, the human interface between person and machine is disintegrating at such a rapid, fast rate that we are likely to hasten the RFID and the chip arrival and the tracking of human beings. That's likely to really continue to hasten and accelerate, I would say, in the next couple of years. It's just that much more efficient to track people.
But we need to say no to this because we do not have a loving global corporate system. These are predators from my research.
I'm not sure the government, what you can do ultimately about people's independent free will, and I guess that's where you need those thought scanners to kick in. And from an investment standpoint, there are probably some investors that would love to see an investment cycle in such an industry, because we've virtually had a
but I could invest with bank robbers
during the last 10 years. So I don't know.
But Damon, I could invest with bank robbers and get a big return. I mean, we have to be moral about this. I mean, here's an example: federal government Raw Story reports 12% of kids sexually abused by the government in custody. I mean, the government is filled statistically with more scum. We've got TSA running around having delusional breakdowns saying they're God and LAX. I mean, you know, big government always hurts people.
I can't disagree with the fact that a high percentage of people that find themselves desirous to be, quote, corrections officers and or police have a sadistic bent, perhaps. And that's why they pursue jobs like that. And I think that's what we do.
And that's taught in criminology. The police know that about themselves. But the public's taught through the culture, oh, no, the police aren't sadistic. And you need to let them just run wild and do whatever they want and keep us safe from underwear bombers.
Alex, most of the world is asleep. Most of the world is not awake. Most of the people medicate themselves on bad diets.
No, I know. Exactly. The world is asleep.
You're trying to wake people up. But to really wake people up, it mostly takes events, because people are spectators. And most people are not independent thinkers, Alex. And most of the global population will never be made up of people that are independent thinkers. Most people on the planet are followers, and they are sheep.
And this is what I always hear,
Damon. To be followers.
This is what I always hear from high-powered people. Like, you grew up around the Rockefellers and people. I, through life, have run into a lot of these people, and they'll say, off record, the people are slaves. They want to be slaves. All you can do is protect yourself, Mr. Jones, and you ought to join us, because the horde of people out there want to tear you apart. But that's the rationale to then do all these evil things, because just because the general public's evil doesn't mean that I have to become evil.
Agreed. We should choose light over darkness.
Well, we're certainly not seeing that from the establishment. I see darkness a lot worse from them than from the thumb-sucking baby public that wants a big daddy to take care of them. We got two segments left with Damon Vickers. Your phone call, Sam John, Eon, David, and William straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is the end.
Okay, we don't screen our calls, other than sometimes I say first-time callers only. So I don't know what these callers are going to say to Damon Vickers, but let's not beat him up too bad so he'll come back again with us. Let's talk to Sam in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. My question is a little bit off the wall from your topic that you've been speaking about, but I'm curious to find out if you've heard on the 26th of this month of Obama having to report his birth certificate to a federal court.
No, I haven't heard about that, Sam, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I think there's something to it. It should be investigated. But at the same time, he's lied about everything. He's a puppet. It's a distraction. Lobbyists, torture, secrecy, wars. I mean, we've got to start worrying about the next puppet they're putting in.
I agree.
That's what my films, Fall of the Republic, try to do, an Obama deception, is show the stupid left you're being manipulated. Same with the right wing. Right-wingers buy the video and think they're going to find out about how evil Obama is. Left-wingers see it thinking it's an Obama basher, and they actually find out they've been bamboozled. That's the whole point. They find out it's all a scam. It's all a scam. Let's talk to John in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. 10-year listener. Just get these quick points out of the way. My perspective is a little unique because I come from my father was in Air Force intelligence for 18 years. Stationed in Philippines, Colorado Springs, worked for NSA, and just traveling around the country, settling here in Austin. What I did realize is, after listening to you especially, that there is something more going on. And what I would like to say is, if we utilize the blessings of advanced technology to improve and sustain the lives of the whole population, there's water generators, solar power generators, can help bring fresh water, electricity to the poor.
That's right, but the elite are suppressing a lot of that and creating monopolies for their own power.
Exactly.
Let's get comments from Damon Vickers on this.
Well, I don't think you need to bring any more water to the poor or mitigate their suffering, because I believe you compound it. There will always be a large part of the global population that is poor, of the have-nots. There will always be, and to the extent that we have stepped in and done that, we've created more problems and disease and more warfare, and all you have to do is
stop right there. That is exactly
or Darfur and see the horror and tragedy of our goodwill.
Damon, that's exactly what the globalists say. Cut off their resources. Don't give them new resources because it makes them have more kids.
No, I'm not saying
the real
resources. I would say don't be in. Leave it alone. Leave well enough alone. Let their cultures and their civilizations evolve and progress naturally.
But that's what he's saying. Let them have the technology.
I'm looking for chickens to be happy. That's what I'm saying.
Let them have the technology. Damon, once somebody gets industrialized,
they don't know how to operate it. Leave it alone. Leave them be in their primitive societies, and they'll advance along their own course. Or they won't. But maybe it takes a couple of thousand years. Leave them alone. That's what I would say.
But when you leave them alone, they have even more kids.
No, they don't, because you can only run so fast away from the lions. You can't take 10 kids and run away from the lions and the hoarding hyenas, or else they're going to be eaten. That's why the population was in balance.
This sounds like social Darwinism, Vickers.
Okay, well. I think nature was a lot more balance in places like Africa and South America before.
Very Malthusian. They said that in the 1750s. I disagree with you. John, anything else to Damon Vickers?
Two quick points. Okay, if you take a flight from Austin to Denver, Colorado, and you're a few thousand feet up, you can see and realize how big our world really is. So overpopulation is a joke. And now, in my opinion, there's a genocide against global middle class, especially against the U.S. here, and that's why I plan on running as a rep for Texas State District 46 against Donna Dukes and other corrupt officials, because that's where it starts. He's got to end it there.
All right, I appreciate your call. We're going to talk to Eon, David, and William on the other side. Damon Vickers is our guest. He's with Nine Points Capital Partners, npm.us. Again, I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv, jonesreport.com, and whatistheendgame.com. Back in 70 seconds with the third hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The global engineers are not leaving the third world alone. They're there buying off their politicians. We have this Sustainable Department Memorandum 200 by Kissinger. Starting wars, starting famines to try to reduce their numbers. I say industrialize them, educate them, and their numbers will plane off, even if you believe the world's overpopulated. I believe a lot of our technologies are overpopulating, toxins and poisons. It's like the environmentalists in Europe are saying, we want GMO to combat global warming. It's all made up. Damon, what do you think of the Copenhagen situation blowing up in their face?
Yeah, it was pretty clever. On the releases were pretty good to counter the greenhouse warming. I mean, in a larger context, everything that happens on the planet is natural, including pollution, because it all comes from here. But we may or may not have operated processes that are acting against us. I don't think you can dispute the fact that there's, you know, increasingly there are large segments of the world that are being polluted by our activities, and the lakes and the rivers and the streams.
But they're not doing anything about that. It's all about carbon dioxide. Let's go ahead and talk to Eon in New York. Eon, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
This guy you got on the show, your guest, he appears to be a globalist because he has all the earmarks of a globalist. He's talking about the third world and how they are just irresponsible. That's not the case.
Well, I human beings in general are irresponsible. I don't think it's just the third world. I think it's all of us. A large segment of the third world was westernized too soon, and the consequences have been imbalances globally.
But, Damon, aren't you openly saying that global government is going to be the solution to what you believe is overpopulation?
I think global government will ultimately be the solution that the world chooses as a desire to solve its problems.
Well, that's why we have you here, because
that individual states and countries will have to surrender a large part of their free will and, quote, your term, sovereignty to a global government.
Because the bankers set up internal banking scams to take them over.
I don't know.
To carry out the saving of the earth.
Well, it may not have anything to do with the earth. It may have to do with debt, and I think it's more likely to be around debt and currencies than it is that. But I mean,
sure.
They may, coming in at a number of different angles probably does give you advantages to have a plan A or a plan B, I suppose.
Eon, anything else, sir, from New York?
Yes, sir. I believe that why westernize everybody? Let people be alone. Let them respect their cultures.
Agreed.
Let them evolve on their own.
I totally
without any
agree.
Interference.
I totally agree.
But the globalists aren't doing that. The world government's coming in and taking them over. You just said countries had to give up their sovereignty.
Countries will likely have to give up some of their sovereignty in order to be salvaged, basically. But in terms of individualized cultures, no. Individualized cultures should definitely be preserved.
Well, the average third worlder's having 4 children. They're not having 25.
Yeah, there's not much culture left in a lot of the third world. There's just utter poverty and despair and tragedy and suffering.
That tragedy and poverty and suffering were brought to them. Any place that was invaded and after the aftermath is always poverty and suffering.
Not always. Europe wasn't the case, but in the case of the third world and Africa, yes, the arrival of westernized man into those areas was utterly tragic.
Well, here's the deal, Damon. You know Zbigniew Brzezinski. You said when you were a kid, you knew him. He brags in a book how we funded Pol Pot.
I did not know. No. I didn't know. I've met him. I didn't.
Okay, you've met him. The point is,
shaking his hand is different than saying that you knew them.
No. I understand. I was trying to finish up and saying that's somebody who you've met, somebody we've confronted. The point is that Kissinger said in 1973 they were going to use war and famine to control the third world. We know this group is not friendly. Damon, I appreciate you coming on the show. We appreciate your financial npm.us.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids.
Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What's really going on is the globalists wrecked the third world, which isn't hard to do. They play different tribal groups off against each other. This is in their own documents we've listed here. They then export large portions of the third world population to the first world, get them on welfare through multiculturalism, turn them against the domestic population, and use the imported poor to wage war against the middle class. Then the illegal aliens become legal. They pull the lever to disarm the population, to rob the population, thinking they're going to get some of the booty. It's then given to the central banks. And we saw this with Copenhagen, where they promised Western money for the third world, but really it was take the West money, take the third world's money, and give it to the banks. This is how the game has worked. Pressure from below and above. Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com, financial expert, fighting the globalists for more than 45 years. He joins us now. He heard the tail end of Damon Vickers. And, you know, I have Damon on because he really believes what he's doing is good. He really believes this global government is coming and that that's pretty much what's needed. And when you talk to globalists, and he's a pretty high-powered guy, they really believe they're right. They really believe this is good at that upper mid-level that he inhabits. And so we have him on so people can hear it from them. Here, I mean, that's why we had Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, on. So you can hear it from them. Okay? And, you know, I don't think Damon is a evil person. You know, I think he, in his own way, is being an opportunist to play both sides of it, to position himself well, as he said. And I asked Bob Chapman, who didn't hear the interview, he's heard the last 5 minutes on hold, what he thought. He said, I think that guy's an opportunist. And that's pretty much what Vickers says. He says, that's all we can be. So that's kind of that worldview of just assess the way things are and go with that. No, I'm going to assess the world and try to change it for good as long as I don't violate other people's rights, liberty, or property. But your take on population, then we're going to get into the Copenhagen situation, lawsuits being filed against the fraudsters, what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the dollar, with gold, with Bob Chapman, and we'll continue with your phone calls as well in this hour. Bob Chapman, you hadn't been with us for 3 weeks because of the holidays. Good to have you back with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here. And I don't think in the future population's really going to be a problem. And population, as you've said before, is going to level off, and it'll be a natural occurrence of events. There's countries that you can go to, our neighbor, like Mexico, where everybody used to have 5, 6, 7, 8 children. Immigrants who came to America, particularly from Italy as an example, and Ireland, they used to have lots of children. Instead of having 3 or 4 or 5, 6, now families are having 2, maybe 1.5. And that's happening in most societies that want to advance. They realize that it's a handful paying for and clothing and making sure that the children get the best education possible so they can be successful in life. So it's happening all over the world, and I think in some sections of the third world, it might continue to be a problem, more of a problem than it is elsewhere.
But we certainly don't have forced abortions and nerve gas people and put bioweapons in there, which they've been doing.
That's right, and that's tragic, and it shouldn't be, and it was just like this H-1B-1 scam after scam after scam.
What about my point that they're exporting third world populations to use them as weapons against the West?
Absolutely, and Europe is a perfect example. The Muslim population moving out of the Middle East and Northern Africa, And, you know, there's a mosque on every count, on every corner, so to speak. And a number of people, who have never spoken about the issue before in public, for record, even, Sarkozy in France, who's certainly not a racist of any kind, says we got to do something about this problem.
France is dying. France is dying. England is dying. There are more Brits leaving England every year than are born there. The West is dying. There is no doubt.
Well, that's true. And it's the amalgamation of peoples, which, at least religiously in Europe, is untenable. It's only a matter of time before this clashes. And the Muslims tend to have more children. In Europe, they have about 1.5 children per couple. And I don't know what the number of Muslims are, but I think it's probably 3, maybe even more. And so the attitude is totally different. The cultural, the thing that goes on inside their society, the Muslims, is totally different than the history of Indo-European culture. And so you've got to have a clash. It's not good.
But instead, we have the BBC calling for carbon rationing of food to everyone and cutting the West down to one child. You have this hatred by the liberal intelligentsia of the West. They relish the fact the West is dying. They celebrate it. When I was in college, I was alerted to this enemy because they celebrated the death of the West. These are truly self-hating people.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's something intrinsically wrong with people who want to amalgamate people and put them into serfdom and have this so-called intelligentsia that knows better than the public does what's good for them. And this is this whole concept. We are the leadership and we know. Well, I got news for them. There's millions of people who are just as smart as they are throughout the entire world. And they're not going to let them do this. It's wrong. It's unnatural. And to force people to become members of a new world order or force people not to have children is not natural. It's wrong.
Well, they only allow the immigrant populations to have their racial identity, and the Ford Foundation and others globally fund hatred of the West. But that's only because in this stage of the game, the controllers, the intelligentsia, are directing these giant hordes of people as weapons. Here's the New York Times. Immigrants riot in Italy amid racial unrest. Thousands of immigrants protested against racism, when it's Africa that's invaded Italy over and over again, in a southern Italian town on Friday after a night of rioting. In one of Italy's worst episodes of racial unrest in years, dozens of Africans in several cities smashed car windows with steel bars, stones, and set cars and rubbish bins on fire. Police said at least one car was attacked by passengers inside, several of whom were injured. So we have racial attacks. This is going on everywhere, but it's always loving. Oh, they're just striking back against evil. No, they're brought in. They're put on welfare. They're positioned as weapon systems. And again, in Europe, they'll play two Eastern countries, whites, off against each other. In Africa, they'll play two African tribes off. In Latin America, they'll play two different groups off against each other. It's simple divide and conquer.
I think you're absolutely right. And I lived in Africa. Those sort of things were not going on at that time, at least in Zimbabwe and South Africa where I lived. But since then, and that was 30 years ago, since then, the situation has changed dramatically, and you're right about the genocide that goes on, and this is to control, you know, when the Western powers were in Africa, they totally controlled everything because they took the countries over. Then they decided, well, what we're going to do now is we're going to pull out, let them have their own government, but we'll still control them. And that's what's going on today. Only the Africans don't realize that. They're not that sophisticated.
Some well, that's the old British model of take your flag down, but control your puppets, and the people will take 10 times the abuse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way it works. you know, the British were the largest colonizers in Africa, and they did bring law, order, development, and they took their piece of the action as well. But, you know, having lived there, the process worked well for the local people. I mean, prior to them coming, they just had one war after another.
That's right. All of Africa has descended into hell. The crime rate is up several thousand percent in South Africa, but the media won't talk about it. And now we have one of the Italian members of parliament is in trouble, the New York Times says, because he said, quote, we've tolerated all this illegal immigration all these years, and that's what's causing this now. See, the politicians aren't even allowed to tell the truth because this process of destroying the West must accelerate just as the empires have destroyed the third world because that makes them more easy to manage. And you use a third world population to blow out the economy, drive down wages, you get them on welfare as a voting bloc that takes over the country.
We get the same thing in the United States with the illegal immigration. They drove down wages. There's no question about that. And, of course, they've used the public facilities, and that's cost the people of the United States quite a bit of money, especially in states that have large amounts of illegal aliens.
And the bankers love that because we're even in deeper debt to them.
That's right. And now they want to bring them into the system so they can charge them Social Security and taxation and so on and so forth. I mean, in this new bill, it talks about the cost of serving the illegal immigrant community.
And remember, they promised to pull that out, but it's in there, and just incredible. When we come back, I want to get into some info you want to talk about with the Greenies, the Copenhagen fraud, the Climategate in trouble. Then I want to get into where you see gold, silver, the economy going. I want to get into the naked body scanners, a host of issues with our guest, Bob Chapman. We're going to cover it all straight ahead. His website's The International Forecaster. That's TheInternationalForecaster.com. Go get a free e-version, electronic version of that. It comes out twice a week, coming out tomorrow on Saturday, an invaluable tool. And don't forget Infowars.com, now listed as featured news on the Drudge Report.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment for Bob Chapman. Bob, exciting developments with Lord Monckton and many others filing criminal complaints, lawsuits in the process of being filed. Now the BBC's having to admit maybe climate change is a fraud being man-made. I mean, we have underestimated just how devastating ClimateGate has been to these enemies.
And I'm very happy about it. We're making a difference, Alex.
You were telling me during the break about some suits getting filed. Fill us in.
Right. John O'Sullivan, legal advocate, has for several years litigated government corruption cases in both Britain and the United States, is going to be filing, and he's in league with a top fraud lawyer named Joel Hench of Hench & Associates. And the tack that they're taking, and incidentally, there's another fellow here who's involved with Mr. O'Sullivan, who is a former Central Intelligence Agency agent named Ken Kent, K-E-N-T, Clisby. And what they're trying to do is get some of the co-workers at Penn State to substantiate the emails that were discovered between Michael Mann, who is a professor.
But Mann admits he wrote it.
That's true. But they want substantiation. And if they can get substantiation, what will happen is the government will try to recoup, and I think the figure is $23 million. That they plunged.
Yeah, they're going after the fraud of these universities getting massive federal and grants off of scamming.
And they want the money back, and they want to get the money back. They share it with the people who said, yeah, he did that, he said that, and, he said the whole thing was a scam, that sort of thing. And that's what they're looking for, and that's the tack they're taking for openers. I don't know about criminal proceedings, but there should be. Unfortunately, very often there isn't. The government's more interested in retrieving money than they are putting people away, because one is good because they get their money back because they made a mistake. On the other hand, if you put people in jail, it costs them $40,000-$50,000 a year, and so they would really rather get the money. And so we haven't heard. This is the beginning of the beginning of this thing. Sure, it's been going on for a couple of months now, but it's starting to gel. It's just like the problems that we're seeing on Wall Street with Goldman Sachs. I wrote about what Goldman had done in the collateralized debt obligation.
You wrote about it 2 years ago before the collapse, and now it's confirmed. Mainstream media, they engineered it all.
That's right. And we bleated and yelled and screamed and says, why hasn't anybody sued? Now, these are the institutions that bought this bogus paper. And then finally, we're starting to see lawsuits by labor unions, funds, states who have been bilked.
Police unions.
Yes, and it's going to grow. And now we have in the front page the AIG scam, which was $112.4 billion.
But it was just the holding company for Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, correct?
I can't say that because I don't know.
But it was divvying up the goodies. Most of the money that went to them was paid out to those guys.
Right, but there was another aspect to it, and that was the insuring of different risks. And AIG ran naked on them. They had no collateral to back up their bet, so to speak. They were the bookmaker taking the bet. And all of the recipients who were involved in doing business with AIG, because of the bankruptcy, they were left out in the cold, $112.4 billion.
And if they're not paid back, which they haven't been, that'll destroy confidence in the system.
Exactly. So what the Fed did is they created the money out of thin air, ran it through AIG, and they said, look, you guys keep your mouth shut, because if you open it, we'll destroy you. That's what went on. I wasn't there. I don't know that those are the exact words.
But that's why the White House ordered banks to take the money, so they'd be part of the fraud.
Right. And so now you got a whole bunch of people involved. And I think Timothy Geithner's toast, because he was at the New York Fed at the time, and he was the guy that said, look, you got to keep your mouth shut, because we can't let the American public know that everybody's getting paid off and the taxpayer is paying for it.
Well, that's like when Bank of America said we were told to shut up and take the money. Geithner tried to deny it, and then Bank of America just released the audio.
Isn't that beautiful? What sweet justice.
Well, you got the rats fighting with each other. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman on the other side to get his economic view of what's happening in 2010 and beyond. And your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true.
total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him.
Okay, by early next week, I will get the three contest rules written up. Our three contests to expose the naked body scanners. And I did see, after we talked about it, people in England protesting naked. They did it before we even talked about it or thought of it ourselves separately, of people to protest naked to illustrate to the world that you are being recorded naked. You know, something extreme to get media attention. Extreme things happening, take extreme measures. Because they're going to make you be scanned naked and lose your privacy and be humiliated to train you to accept all this if we don't say no and stand up against this. But I told you 2 or 3 days ago when I first talked about that, that isn't the official contest. We're just thinking of ideas of things that would get media attention and point out how horrible this is. The more I think about it, though, I'm not going to have a contest specifically where we say, you know, whoever has the best topless protest, okay? That would certainly be the most devastating thing to the media. It would get the attention and point out you're going to be recorded naked. You understand, if we don't stop this, the government's going to force you to do it and have mobile vans driving around doing it and brain scanners and passive body scanners that scan your naked body from a distance. That's now in the mainstream news today, up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But if people are already having those protests before we even thought of the idea separately, people always think of the same. I think like 10 guys invented radio the same month around the world, not just Marconi of Italy. But it's just the best protest video. You have a protest or you go to a protest, you edit the best video that has InfoWars in it. That way we get the hits and visitors, and it goes a little ways towards paying out the $10,000 in prize money. We'll announce it next week with specific rules, got to follow local laws and all that, and you will win. And people can do whatever they want in the demonstration. In fact, I even said that day, I don't think you specifically, you know, to be part of the contest. I'm saying people could go out and be naked and, you know, the best naked or partially naked or maybe in bikinis or whatever to point out your, you know, to get media attention. It would definitely be a giant, devastating action against them. But, I am not going to have the contest specifically be for that. I think it could be anything you think of, any idea you have. Also, the best poster that you post in legal public places and then videotape. And we've had several contests in the past, like the Obama Joker poster situation. So that is all coming up next week. The best stunt that's legal and lawful, $5,000 to expose the body scanners. You know, the best media stunt. The best poster posted in public and then videotaped. So you'll win for the best video of the stunt, the best video of the posters, and the best video of the demonstration. Total $20,000 in prizes. $5,000 for the best poster video, $5,000 for the best stunt video, and $10,000 for the best overall protest. And you can decide yourself what you think is the best thing to do. So that is coming up. We'll have specific rules and details. And I told you with the boycotts, I'm getting your ideas, your emails, your calls of the best boycott to call for next week. So we're also going through that process right now. We're percolating. We're putting ideas out there. We're seeing what you think of them. I would say 90%+ of people like the idea of the naked protest. 10% or so don't like it. regardless, it's about stopping the naked body scanners, them making you go through it and be recorded. We're going back to Bob Chapman in a moment. We'll get his take on the body scanners and then get some more economic news and go to your calls. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is ecolablue.com, the atmospheric water generator. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? Now, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Ecola Blue, the Ecola Blue 28 and now the new Ecola Blue 30 machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. Goes through 7 to 12, depending on the unit you get. Stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration. And they've got a lot of specials and great deals and combo deals there on the site, ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or give them a call for a free brochure so they can answer your questions. They're great folks. 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ecolablue.com. And continuing here with our sponsors, I want to tell you about efoodsdirect.com. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. They have several new great non-GMO, non-hybrid organic lines on there, prepared meals. And our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years. Find out more at eFoodsDirect.com. Become self-sufficient. Become independent. Check out all the great meals, all the different food lines they have. This is the biggest outfit in the country and the best. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I'm going to try to shut up now for a few minutes and get overall Bob Chapman's view of the economy in the next year, gold, the dollar, and then we're going to go to your calls. But first, Bob, the naked body scanners. Do you believe, as I do, this is an outrageous push to make people capitulate and submit to government? Because if you'll let them record your naked body, you'll put up with anything.
Psychological warfare. You've got it. You got it now. Phil Watson's two articles, the first two articles, and tomorrow's the end of the U.S. section on this body scanning. It's dreadful, but it is to demean people and bring them down to the level that they can be handled like cows or other kinds of animals. This is what it's all about, control and this phony baloney. African from Nigeria supposedly blowing up a plane. Give me a break. You've seen the background on this young man and his father, haven't you?
Oh, the whole thing's completely staged. The sharp-dressed man leading him on. The second bomber found. The FBI lied. Now they admit it. I mean, this as they launch the body scanners, it happens. As they launch the attacks in Yemen, it happens. Completely staged. Right as the cruisers and troops land, the bombing happens. I mean, perfect timing. Same MO.
That's correct. And, you know, every time that we and others put together all this information and expose it, and it gets all over the country and then all over the world, again, we've got them on the run. And I'm telling you, I truly believe this. We're killing them. They don't know which way to run. Everything they do just turns into a pile of dung. And this scanner thing, and isn't Chartoff on the board of one of these scanner companies?
Yeah, and he consults for the other one. He's making money hand over fist. He recommends it. Yeah. He orders it before he leaves office. They build him, and then he makes money off of it.
Just a criminal enterprise. That's what Wall Street, banking, and our government are all about today. It's just right in your face. And they just don't care. Now, they will care later when we get all of these people out of Congress who really shouldn't be there, who are on the take, and we can maybe have a decent government. And that's up to you listeners. You've got to get these people out of office, as many as possible, so we can have a shot at getting our country back. And if that doesn't work, we get serious problems.
Well, they fooled the public into thinking Obama was going to stop what Bush did. He accelerated it. This trick won't work many times. It is a one-trick pony. People are finally realizing there's a shadow government of private criminal corporations. And as people identify the real enemy, I really do see the momentum completely shifting in our direction. And the globalists, nothing they say is believed anymore. But they just continue with the fraud.
And that's going to dig the hole deeper for them legally. As far as lawsuits and criminal actions, they will come in time. Of course, unfortunately, a lot of them will die off, but it doesn't mean you can't go after their estates for all the money they've stolen. I mean, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup are three blatant examples of real criminal enterprises. I mean, these people will stop at nothing. And I know what they're doing because I was in that industry for so long. I understand how it works and these things that they do. And, you know, the SEC is nothing but an appendage of Wall Street. They don't do anything to the large firms. They were told of Madoff scam for 10 years over and over and over again and did nothing. And the reason why, it was a CIA Mossad operation. Mr. Madoff went to court. Nobody was allowed in except the attorneys. There was no evidence. There was no other people brought into the picture. I mean, there were hundreds of people involved in this thing. Hundreds of millions of dollars were stolen.
Are you kidding? $100 billion.
Yeah, that's right. The first figure I got was $140 billion. They claim it's 80 or 90. It doesn't make any difference. It's a lot of money, and a lot of innocent people got hurt.
And he's one of the founders of the NASDAQ. They're all involved in this stuff.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Bob Chapman, real fast before we go to calls, so I want to go to calls. Gold, the dollar, all the economic numbers coming in. The media says everything's wonderful, but the real numbers show we're in a depression.
That's right. We started it last February. So we got a recovery that doesn't exist. We got the Treasury and the Fed in serious trouble. We could be rid of the Fed by the end of the year. That could happen. We're looking at real inflation right now at 8.25%. It'll be over 14% by the end of the year, just what's in the pipeline. We're looking at 22.5% real unemployment. And John Williams' figure is 22.7%. It'll be 25% by the end of the year, even with the stimuli that's in the economy. And I think the president's going to get another $400 or $500 billion to stimulate the economy going into the election. And so that's going to create even more inflation. Gold and silver, they've had their correction. That's normal. And they're going to go higher again. It's the only safe place to be with your money.
Yeah, Damon Vickers even agreed with that last hour. It seems like anybody with half a brain knows gold and silver is the place to be because it's not a bubble because gold hasn't even gotten to half of its 1980 inflation level.
I buy every 2 or 3 weeks. Believe me. And you people out there should be doing the same thing. And if you're not, you just don't get it. And if you can't, please try to get dehydrated and freeze-dried foods in a water filter and be able to defend your family. And these are very important things because we don't know where this is all going. I mean, we might get lucky and clear out half of the crooks in Congress in the next election. We may get rid of the Fed. And if we do, we got a shot at getting our country back.
If we can identify the real enemy, it isn't Obama. Sure, we want him out. But it's the people that run him and the Republicans. We've got to get rid of the bankers.
That revolving door between Wall Street and Washington, it's got to be shut down. There's plenty of bright people all over the country who would be happy to be Secretary of the Treasury or the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, et cetera, et cetera. We don't need Wall Street running our country.
And once you've identified the bankers and how they wreck things by design, when we kick them out of power and they try to sabotage the economy and we have evidence, we just send the FBI march in to arrest them.
Give them the frog work, that frog walk they call it. And let's put them away where they belong. I mean, you know, they take kids who got too much dope that they're selling and give them 10 years. I mean, these guys have stole billions of dollars, billions, and none of them ever go to jail. We got to change that. We got to put them in jail. We got to have to confiscate their ill-begotten gains, and that would be used to get rid of the deficit.
Instead, the bankers are now positioning for excise taxes and sales taxes, and they have Glenn Beck and all the other Fox people saying the conservative thing is more taxes. Talk about a bait and switch.
Yeah, well, it's not more taxes, it's less spending. And it's purging the system. Von Mises, von Hayek, Rothbard, that's the answer. Classical economics. Let's bite the bullet. Let's tell the people the truth. Let's tell them what these people have done to us. And let's suffer for 4 or 5 years when we could have only suffered for 2. But now we're going to have to do 4 or 5 years. And we got to pick ourselves up as Americans and make our country work again and get rid of these dreadful people.
It's like getting off of booze. If you're drinking a half gallon of whiskey every day, it's going to hurt when you quit it. But if you don't quit it, it's going to kill you.
Well, at the rate we're going, we're going to see real estate prices, residential, down another 10 or 20% this year. You should see what's coming down the line in these option arms. The amount of money is 3 or 4 times what it was in the subprimes. On top of that, you have all of these homes that are in inventory that the banks won't put on for sale because there's too many of them out there. And it goes on and on. Commercial real estate, the banks will not lend to really good, bona fide people who have bought these buildings because they've been told by the Fed, don't spend any money. Lending was down about 18% last year by banks, 90% of which went to individuals and businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, that make up 70 to 90% of all the jobs out there. So you're not going to see any job recovery because the banks aren't going to lend. Because they want to stay in business, and that's the way it's going to be.
Absolutely. Let's go to Jason in Colorado. Jason, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two real quick points, and I'm sorry this is actually came to mind during Damon Vickers' segment, but the first, I can agree with some of the points Damon brought up, and certainly we do have problems worldwide, but what needs to be realized is that they are solved through inspiration of behavior, not controlling behavior. You do that and bad things start to happen. And the second point, I found pretty much a sick comedy was the fact that the New World Order and folks like them think that the sheeple, as they like to put it, are pathetic because they have a herd mentality. Well, I submit to them that they actually have a herd mentality as well in the fact that they all coalesce around fear, trying to control everybody else, and trying to control the truth.
And all right, let me get a comment on that, Jason, from Bob Chapman. Bob?
Well, they're not controlling the truth. They're creating the truth. And that's part of this propaganda, information, disinformation, and this whole thing that's been going on since the 1930s in America. And it has in other countries as well. Germany used it during the war very effectively. And so what has to happen is that we have to take away from them their ability to do that. You might call it distortion. And that's very, very important. Because if we don't do that, people will never understand what's going on.
The elites just rationalize all the things they're doing. And then most of the time actually work against what they claim their aims are originally. All right. Thank you, Jason. Maury, Jeff, a few others will cram you in coming up. Then I've got the man from Able Danger, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, coming up. You don't want to miss this.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hi.
hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer coming up at the 5 after. I'm going to play a clip from Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmese's film, that has some clips of him testifying before Congress in the next segment. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, is our guest. Don't forget, get a free copy of his newsletter by going to internationalforecaster.com. Invaluable information. He uses our stuff. We use his stuff. I can call Bob up and ask his view on something, and he'll have pretty close to my educated view on it. A lot of times, I'll add even more. He's an invaluable source of info. Maury in Arizona, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead. Hey, Maury, you there, buddy? Okay, he's not there. Jeff in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Good. Bob, this is Jeff from Tennessee and Michigan. I've been sending you quite a bit of email over the years. It's good to speak with you.
Thank you.
The question that I have a friend of mine in Michigan that's been wiped out, the same as my family's been wiped out. That's why we're in Michigan, or in Tennessee, from Michigan. He has a 401k, and he's desperately trying to figure out where to put this thing. It's 1% interest at the bank, and then it's 3% interest at the insurance company. Do you have any recommendations?
Yes. Gold and silver coins and shares, and depending upon how much money he's got, if there's millions in it, well, then he'd have to use some other things like sovereign treasuries from Canada or Switzerland. But it's pretty simple. The email address, bob@intforecaster.com. You email me, and you tell me the problem, and I'll get you the answer and all the people to work with.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to jump some more, get in. Alan in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm calling to tell you that they're doing random searches out here. DPS, my buddy said he just saw 5, and I'm driving around looking for him, but
they're going to have naked body scanners on the streets of America. It's been announced. I mean, this is everything TSA does on airports, they've said is going nationwide. Totally unconstitutional.
Yep, it's happening right here before our eyes. I just came out, but I guess I'm a little late to get pictures, but their DPS is crawling all over the place. And I wanted to bring one other point up that's very important. There is a family court judge who is running for re-election, and he's going to run unopposed. His name is Stephen Jones in Las Vegas, and I encourage anybody in Las Vegas to please find a competent constitutional attorney to run against him.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. Yeah, so much of this is, even our great listeners, Bob, who are great people, they're not running for office, they're not taking action, they're not involved. We need everybody to take action. You don't have to save the world by yourself. Everybody doing a little something every day will bring these people down.
And you're absolutely right about it. You just a little bit here, a little bit there. It's esprit de corps. We got to work together.
Well, that's what it takes, Bob. And I agree with you. Time is running out for the New World Order. I mean, they are so arrogant. They are so criminal. They are so out in the open. They think they're going to get away with it. They're openly announcing world government. It's going to be rough years ahead, but in the end, we can see a victory.
And it's not far away. In the next 3 or 4 years, we'll be able to stop them. But you've got to help us. We can't do it on our own.
And it's just waking up a neighbor, waking up a police officer, going to county commissioner's quarters, city council and speaking, going to your state legislature, shaking hands, talking to the legislatures, telling them you don't want New World Order, you don't want bigger government, suing corrupt politicians, saying no to the banks. Great job, Bob Chapman. We'll see you again next Friday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank everybody for listening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I guess we can safely say that there were people within the FBI and other agencies who actively protected and aided the alleged terrorists. With all the resources available to U.S. intelligence, you would think that someone within would have detected something. Well, one did. The Black Operation Program Able Danger identified the hijackers prior to 9/11, but the FBI wasn't interested. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, an intelligence officer inside Able Danger, tried to blow the whistle several times.
Was the commission that investigated the 9/11 attacks told that lead hijacker Mohammed Atta had been identified and as Al-Qaeda operative more than a year before terrorists struck?
I'm told confidently by the person who did move the material over that the 9/11 commission received two briefcase size containers of documents. I can tell you for a fact that would not be one-twentieth of the information that Able Danger consisted of during the time we spent.
Schaefer would also meet with Philip Zelikow, the executive director of the 9/11 Commission. What did Schaefer tell Zelikow?
I'm quoting how I remember saying it. We found, as part of the data run, we found two of the three cells which conducted the 9/11 attacks to include Atta.
Schaefer says his unit linked Atta to Al-Qaeda leaders, but would not provide any specifics. As to what he did with the information he had,
we attempted to, first off, use it operationally. The lawyer said you can't do that. They're considered U.S. persons. Therefore, at that point in time, we made a determination as a team that we should move this information to the FBI.
But he says beginning in September 2000, three meetings he set up with the FBI were each canceled by military lawyers.
Despite all of this, the 9/11 Commission would deny it any significance and not include it in the report.
Leaving a project targeting al-Qaeda as a global threat a year before we're attacked by al-Qaeda is equivalent to having an investigation of Pearl Harbor and leaving somehow out the Japanese.
Schaefer and his team tried to stop the hijackers prior to 9/11, but were blocked. Later, the military would begin a smear campaign against them in order to discredit their findings.
A Pennsylvania congressman says there's a smear campaign going on inside the Pentagon, and he wants the defense chief to get to the bottom of it. Republican Congressman Kurt Weldon says Pentagon officials are trying to ruin one of their own who's gone public about a top-secret military intel unit.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who was the first member of Able Danger to go public, has now been told in writing by the Defense Intelligence Agency that he can't speak to members of Congress or their staff without prior approval. And now a security clearance, which allowed him to deal with classified information, has been pulled. The congressman says Schaefer has been gagged, punished for speaking up.
It's obvious to me this is a clear attempt to silence this guy, but now even more than to silence him, to ruin him as a person and a military officer. I've talked to all the Able Danger players, and they all agree this is a witch hunt against Tony. It's wrong, it's un-American, it's unacceptable.
Pentagon reportedly does not want the public to hear next week's Senate testimony about the former secret intelligence unit known as Able Danger. Two congressional sources have told Fox News that the military's pressuring senators to move the hearings behind closed doors.
When the Able Danger hearings were held, Schaefer and others were gagged. Eventually, Schaefer would be able to speak at a whistleblower's hearing.
Many of us take seriously our oath of office to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Let me be upfront here. I am no Boy Scout. I was not hired as an intelligence officer because I hung out at the Christian Science Reading Room. My job is to get information using tried and true intelligence methodologies. According to my legal counsel, until I disclosed the Able Danger information, I was a rock star. It was my work as a chief of the of DIA's Special Mission Task Force back in 1998, that I became involved with Able Danger. My officers and I were working at the cutting edge of technology and DoD black operations. Most of all of my operations and operational records remain classified.
With all this evidence, why did the 9/11 Commission and Pentagon suppress valuable information about the hijackers' activities leading up to the attacks?
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Our next guest is with us until about 40 after, and he's going to come back on in the summer when his new book, The Dark Side of the Force, comes out. Much of what he knows he can't tell us because of national security, but he's got some a little bit of new info he can reveal here today. We're going to talk about a host of issues, the underwear bomber, the body scanners, the police state, 9-11, how he was gagged from being able to talk to the public about what he knew, how he was persecuted. He's Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, of course, of Able Danger fame. You've seen him on television many, many times, and he is with us again for the next 30 minutes or so. Colonel Schaefer, it's great to have you here with us.
Well, thanks, Ed. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad that we got in touch with each other. There's so much going on, and I could go over your bio, but for those that may not know who you are, recap who you are and your experience with trying to stop 9-11 and then your persecution.
Right. Well, to put it all in kind of a nutshell, I'm a case officer by trade, trained by CIA years ago, a lot of years ago. My primary job with the Department of Defense was to conduct human intelligence operations, which the public commonly knows as espionage. I did that for about 20 years, and my specialty was special operations support, direct support special operations. So while I wasn't necessarily a Green Beret, I spent a lot of time with him, supporting him, and then doing things in what's known as the black world, the black operations world. And of course, within the context of that, I did a lot of it both as an Army civilian, as an Air Force civilian, and also as a Defense Intelligence Agency civilian. All along, I was an Army reservist, and a lot of the stuff I would do and still continue to do is as an Army reservist. And so the primary focus of all of that work, frankly, was going after hard targets, going after the real challenges of the country, the North Koreans, the Iranians. I did a lot of work on things like counter-drug back when we were actually focusing on counter-drug back in the 90s. And it all kind of culminated in the late 90s, at least from my perspective, in a project called Able Danger. And Able Danger was essentially an entrepreneurial concept come up that was brought up by General Hugh Shelton, who was then chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who tasked General Schoomaker, the then commander of Special Operations Command, to bring together a group to really do out-of-the-box thinking, to take a clean sheet of paper, if you will, and try to see what would be possible to go after a transnational. And what we mean by transnational is something that does not sit in one single country, a transnational threat, which back then was the then blossoming threat of Al-Qaeda. And it was very innovative. We tried to put together a hybrid team of folks from Defense Intelligence, which was my element, something called Stratus Ivy. We were a special mission task force, along with technology and support of the Army Land Information Warfare Activity, which was doing some very advanced data mining, which was then being funded by Representative Kurt Weldon. There's a great interest by Congress to try to actually do some things with new technology, all on behalf of the Special Operations Command, who had the charter, who was tasked by General Shelton and General Schoomaker to try to find ways to go after Al-Qaeda. And again, it's notable here, Alex, that this was all pre-9/11. This was all done 98, 99, 2000. And it was a very advanced for the time data mining effort. That was the, a lot of people don't understand, that was just one part of it. The actual components, the larger moving pieces, if you will, were never really brought to light during during the Able Danger hearings and everything else. And I will talk about that a little bit more in the book when the book comes out. Right now it's going through a review, so I'm not sure what's going to make it through completely, but the idea here...
You're having to get, for those that don't know, National Security View Overview and a release authorization from what, the Department of Defense, CIA?
Oh, no, from Army. Army, since I'm an Army body and I was actually on active duty with the Army during the time that that I was conducting the operations in Afghanistan. And this book is going to focus primarily on Afghanistan, the dark side of the force. And it has to do with my work there, working as part of Task Force 180 and Task Force 121. I was actually attached to 121, which is General McChrystal's command in Afghanistan back in 03 and 04. And it goes into a fairly good detail about how we were doing things, and frankly, we're portraying it clearly as the tipping point in Afghanistan. We've been able to, a lot of the folks I worked with have collaborated. I was assigned to something called the Leadership Targeting Cell, the LTC. We had good cooperation, excellent cooperation from my colleagues on that. And so we've been able to kind of go through in detail. It's kind of an action adventure in that it I think the readers will like it by the fact I try to tell it in the first person, much like the Martin Sheen character, the Captain Willard character in Apocalypse Now. It's almost, and you can probably appreciate this from your perspective, Alex, the insanity of seeing bureaucracy in action. And a large part of the focus is kind of give people a feel for what it was like to have to deal with not only the enemies that are shooting at you, but your own enemies who are behind the wire, who just really don't want to do the right thing. And so we try to portray this fairly, and it'll be focused primarily on my work in Afghanistan. But
well, we're going to talk about that one, and I'm looking really forward to a full-hour interview with you when The Dark Side of the Force comes out, and find out who the Emperor Palpatine is in this story. But expanding, you then tried to tell the 9/11 Commission and Congress this info, and then they began to persecute you. Why was that?
Well, it's interesting how it all kind of popped up. The book will only talk about the initial disclosure, and it'll end kind of with me being pulled off the front line after my second deployment to Afghanistan. But my initial disclosure came directly to Dr. Philip Zelikow, who was the then chair of the 9/11 Commission. And what I just told you and your audience is what I told him. But in about an hour's worth of briefing, where I lay out all the bones of the operation, I lay out everything from who was involved, what was the focus. I talked about some clandestine operations which were related to it, which we were using to support the targeting effort. And of course, one of the things which drew total silence and shock when I brought it up was the fact that we discovered three of the 9/11 hijacker cells. We discovered three of the four cells of the 9/11 attacks. And it was, total shock and dismay by the people in the room, to include Dr. Zelikow. And then during that initial disclosure, he pulls me aside at the end of that meeting, and at Bagram, this happened in October of 03, and gives me his card and says, what you said today, and I'm going to quote as accurately as I remember, and I think this is directly from my testimony, what you said today is very important. We need to continue this dialogue. I need you to contact me upon your return to the United States. And at which time I explained to him, well, I'm actually undercover here, so I'm going to have to give you, my real name is something else. I will, contact your staff when I get back. And it was during that time, between October and February, and then January, frankly, something happened. And to me, there's still a mystery of what exactly happened. But sure enough, I followed up, contacted his staff, and all of a sudden, they don't want to talk to me. Even though what I said there, that Bagram, they were very, very shocked, very interested. And I was told after talking to his staff twice, I'll quote as accurately as I remember it, we don't need you to come in. We have all the information on Able Danger that we need, unquote. And that's kind of when things started going wrong, and I really didn't know why. Next thing I know, my clearance is suspended, and I'm pulled off the front line, despite the fact I received the Bronze Star, was sent back a second time to plan a surge operation for another surge to go after bin Laden. And it was I was pulled off over what can only be described as petty issues. And I'll go through them briefly.
Well, hold on before you do that, Colonel Schaefer. Sure. We also have Farmer, one of the head lawyers for the commission, saying there was a cover-up going on within the commission.
Oh, yeah.
We see them persecuting you. We see them, I mean, tell us what happened to you and the persecution, but then what do you think about Sybil Edmonds' testimony that she was listening to communiques where elements of the CIA were communicating with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and knew about their movements, thanks to the intel you and others were gathering, right up until the moment of 9/11?
I tend to believe that there's a great deal of truth to that, and there's a couple things I want to add to that to back up your point. First, when I was in closed hearings, when I was getting ready to go into closed hearings on the Hill back in 2000, I'm going fast forward here a little bit, but in 2006 when I was in closed hearings, Representative Sylvester Reyes himself comes up to me, and he, as you know, Sylvester Reyes is now, I believe, the chair of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, and Representative Reyes comes up and says, Colonel Schaefer, I know there's something to what you're saying because Dr. Zelikow came and approached me in January of 2006 2004 and said, there's something called Able Danger. We think it's promising. We'll get back to you on that. And frankly, they never got back to him. So this is one of the senior Democrats coming to me and saying they told us about it, but then they never followed up. So I do believe something happened internally. And I've talked to a couple of the 9/11 Commission folks. I can't go on a lot of detail. They've asked me to not give out their names. But frankly, one of the 9/11 commissioners told me personally everybody was covering for someone within that commission. That is to say that everybody who was a commissioner had an agenda. And
but what about Sybil Edmonds saying she was decoding the FBI/NSA recordings out of the foreign language, out of Arabic, and she's sitting there listening to it, and it is elements of Western intelligence interfacing, and we know that Dr. Zbigniew Brzezinski brags in two books he wrote that they got the Arab Legion together out of other Muslim extremist groups and that they were interfacing with it right up until the attacks. That makes perfect sense for you, a separate division going after them. Once you expose that you guys could have gone after them, but many others have said they were kept from going after them, then that shows clearly that they wanted the attacks to happen to set up a police state in America.
I can't go that far, Alex. I mean, you obviously have an overview different than mine. What I can say are the facts, and this is one of the things I try to be very clear on over the past 6 years, is that there's still a great deal of mystery as to why Able Danger stopped. And I can state that clearly because this was in my testimony, and it's one of those mysteries which I...
Well, let me just say this then. We saw Special Forces colonels and others, your contemporaries, your peers, in the news in 2002 complaining... And I had the author of Jawbreaker on, too, with the CIA, saying we weren't allowed to go after anybody real. And every time we caught somebody real, we were told, let them go.
Well, I understand what you're saying about the Jawbreaker. And I've read the book. And that's what I'm going to tell you here. Regarding Able Danger, there's still a mystery as to why it stopped. The operation planning occurred during the 99-2000 time frame. And as far as we all know, as part of the team, the last tangible, real element of Able Danger occurred in January, February 2001, in which the Able Danger core team briefed General Shelton at the Pentagon about the options. And this is the thing I wanted to emphasize about Able Danger, Alex. It was not about data mining. It was about options to take action against Al-Qaeda. And again, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit.
You were targeting, you were tracking, you were identifying.
Yes.
And so you had them targeted and identified,
right.
and you weren't green-lighted.
That's correct. That is an accurate statement. Because, as a matter of fact, up till June of 2001, I was getting calls from my colleague, Commander, now Captain Scott Philpott, asking me to reactivate my component, my Stratus Ivy element, to help them continue the targeting process. And frankly, he was getting a great deal of static. I was pulled off. As a matter of fact, I was pretty much fired because I wouldn't back down on the issue. I actually had a confrontation, which you can find on the internet, where I talked to the government security news, where I was interviewed, and I talked about the fact that my boss, Major General Rod Isler, and I had a shouting contest where I basically said, look, we've got to do this because this is a clear target. And I was told, it's not your job. You know, I'm the general, you're not, and I'm telling you to stop. So essentially during that time frame from February of 2001 until, the attacks, those of us who were trying to actively work this, who, you know, because of our, and Alex, you understand this. I mean, I didn't just come off the street and pick up being an intelligence officer overnight. I had quite a bit of experience at the time, and so did the entire team. And we were all saying there's something wrong here. We got to do something because there's indications that these people are not only going to do something, we have cells of Al-Qaeda within the United States. And that
well, let me stop you then before we get into that, Colonel Schaefer. We really appreciate your time here today. Separate investigations on separate operations similar to yours, they have spoken out and said the State Department and higher-level CIA killed our operations to decapitate Al-Qaeda. So your take on that?
Well, again, I can only go back to my direct experience. There was an asset who had fabulous access to Al-Qaeda, who was I can't go into a lot of detail. I have to be very careful about this because I talked about this in closed hearings. There was an operative, someone we had recruited, who we had every indication was loyal to us, who had fabulous access to the Al-Qaeda planning elements within Kabul. And frankly, this gets closer to the point of what Able Danger, my part of Able Danger, was all about. That was really the focus for me, was Kabul. And what this individual had access to. And one of the things I told the 9/11 Commission was, we don't know why we were told to terminate our access to this individual. This became a huge battle because, my then boss, Major General Bob Harding, actually went to the Hill to plead for our ability to continue running that asset because he had fabulous access. And for some reason, it was terminated.
Well, sir, so, why is it the same story?
I did report this to the 9/11 Commission. And as far as I can tell, this was never followed up in any great detail either.
Why is it the same story with Hassan a couple months ago at Fort Hood? For 2 years, he's sending emails. The CIA is capturing it all. Now Congress wants to see that. They've declared national security. We have the underwear bomber 2 weeks ago. He specifically, they want to put him on the watch list. His dad warns. He gets through. I mean, this is not just government incompetence. These guys always get through.
No, and that's a funny thing here, Alex. You got to look at this because, again, we had testimony, we had hearings on this in 2002, 2003. Again, when I testified in 2006 about the same core issues, and here we are in 2009, and I find it, and I'll be totally blunt here, I find it insulting that you have the special advisor of the president, Mr. Dunnan, saying, you know, well, you know, it's you know, we just didn't get our act together. As an American taxpayer, I'm aghast at the money they have spent over the past 6 years trying to fix this after, you know, I personally put my career on the line to go testify about it, and yet no one seems to take seriously the need to fix the system. And, Alex, it's not about more. It's not at all about more. As a matter of fact, we're going the wrong way. The more bureaucracy you create, the better the chances are you will have an Hassan or an underwear bomber get through security because you are not layering security, you are bloating security. And this is where, you know, and I know that one of the reasons we're talking is because Mr. Tarpley was saying, you know, I've been out talking about this a little bit, and I think he agrees with me on this point. I'd like to believe so. I am not for more bureaucracy. As a matter of fact, the actual elegance of Able Danger was we avoided the bureaucracy. And that was one of the downfalls of the project, I believe, is because we avoided the powers that be relating to who the pros consider themselves to be regarding Al-Qaeda and all
that. And they didn't want you to upstage them.
No, absolutely. And that was a huge issue. I actually had a confrontation with one of the CIA officers at SOCOM. He was a friend of mine. I had to go in and brief him on Able Danger. And he was being as friendly as he could be when he told me, Tony, I understand what Able Danger is about. I know it's not competing with us, but I can tell you right now, we CIA will never share our best information with you because if you're successful and we're not, you will upstage us. Therefore, we will not participate. So, again, we recognize...
Is that why the CIA has been using Blackwater instead of the Army?
Well, you know, I actually was on ABC News on Brian Ross's with Brian Ross's unit on this just recently, where I talked about the fact that this is one of the strange ironies. I was the guy who had to handle the first two Blackwater operatives who were killed in action back in October of 2003. So not only do I have direct knowledge of it, you know, I was the guy that, you know, when they got killed, I had to do the graves registration stuff. That's the military term for basically coordinating the removal of the bodies from country to leave. So, in my judgment, absolutely. One of the things we recognized early on during the war is CIA really wanted to run its own game. And again, this is going to be something we talk about in the book to a great extent.
So they're setting up their own private army instead of using the army.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. And what they were doing is, and this is not new. This is in the public domain. They have their ground operations branch, which actually does their paramilitary operations. And one of the problems after 9/11 is they had a hard time building enough quickly with qualified and cleared officers. So one of the things they did, they took a shortcut and started hiring Blackwater individuals who were, you know, essentially coming out of Army Special Operations, out of Navy Special Operations, and putting them out in the field as CIA operatives. And again, this has been on Brian Ross. You could go to the internet. You can pull up the story where I talk about this on air. And yeah, the fact is this. They were taking these contractors and using them essentially, and I'll be blunt, mercenaries. They were using them in a role, not as security guards, but as guys outside the wire trying to train Afghan and Pakistani individuals to be essentially their operatives on the ground to do special operations.
And they've got them in Pakistan right now.
Yes. So that's what we're faced with right now. And frankly, one of the things I said with Brian Ross, and I'll say it again here, is that I think they did a great deal of this to avoid oversight. Because I think, and I've heard this from other folks on the Hill, the staffers, that there's a lot more that's supposed to come out on this. Because frankly, it appears now, and I think that's one of the reasons that Mr. Panetta, the DCI, actually went over and reported this to Congress, because I think when he discovered the fact that Blackwater was being used in operational roles, not as just guards, I think that's one of the reasons he made the disclosure to Congress immediately, because that is not within, as I understand, the CIA's purview to use Blackwater as operatives instead of guards. And that is clearly something that they used because they didn't want to use Army guys, regular uniform folks. And as you know, we who are in uniform still have to follow a lot of rules. There's a lot of laws, a lot of rules. And contractors.
But regardless of those laws and rules, you could have decapitated the al-Qaeda leadership months before 9/11, and it didn't happen. And when you exposed that, they tried to persecute you.
That is my belief, based on all the evidence and other folks who have similar evidence, and frankly, insiders who have confirmed it to me, but will not come forward because they don't want to give up their career. They understand if they say anything, they will be gone after as well.
This is amazing. We've got a final segment with you, and I want to shift gears into some other areas of 9/11 and what's currently happening with the body scanners. Get your take on that. And certainly we look forward to having you back up in the near future. Colonel Anthony Schaefer from Able Danger is our guest. An amazing interview, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, we've got more time to talk here than on most TV shows, and this is very revealing. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Burmes' film that I produced, Fabled Enemies, details what really happened on 9/11 from all the evidence. My film Terror Storm also goes over it. The bare minimum, governments let this happen so they can take your rights, your freedom. Take the MIAC report we leaked that the military and police gave us. Take the Homeland Security report where it's really all set up for conservatives, libertarians, Bob Barr, Ron Paul, get us out of the UN stickers or demonized. What do you think of hearing that in the news, that most of Homeland Security and domestic operations now is focused on conservatives? I mean, the public's told this is all for Al-Qaeda, and then the whole thing's set up for the American people. Colonel Schaefer.
Well, I got to tell you, I believe most of the measures which have been put in place to include, you know, the concept of the body scanner and a lot of those stuff, and frankly, and we talked a little bit on the break about the scanner supports. You know, I got to tell you, most of the stuff is proven, if you look at the scientific evidence, to not really be all that effective, but we spend tons of money. I actually attended a hearing a while back on the backscatter devices that they put in the ports, and the fact that they had to report, that the Department of Homeland Security had to report, they're not really working. And there is something called ASP, A-S-P. And, of course, their answer was, of course, we need more money. Now, if you give us another, you know, $100 million, well, the manufacturer thinks they'll fix it. And that's part of the problem. I think almost the government becomes a patsy, if you will, for corporate America, because a lot of these companies have huge amounts of resources invested. Raytheon, Boeing, some of the other big companies, I'm not trying to single them out, but I'm just saying that a lot of companies do benefit very much by investing in these technologies. And my problem with the process, obviously, is someone who, you know, I'm a think tank guy, is that they don't really work. And my belief is good money after bad is a key indicator of a lack of accountability. You've got to be honest. You've got to stand up at some point and say, it ain't working. We've wasted all this money. You got to stop. We got to take a different course. And this is where we have problems all throughout the system, lack of accountability. And this is indicative of the fact that we almost had a Northwest airliner brought down by the fact there's no accountability.
Colonel, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we've only got 6 minutes left with you. Yeah. You've agreed to come back on in the near future. Sure. And we want to give out any websites, any other information you want to give here at the end. But let me go back to 9/11 briefly. Right. Here's CBS News. Hijackers live with FBI informant. Just going to throw that out. And they were ordered to stand down, not just you. This is Newsweek, exclusive, the informant who lived with the hijackers. Here's another one, Newsweek, alleged hijackers may have trained at U.S. bases. Then we get, in the Associated Press, the colonel, head of the Monterey Defense Language School, saying, look, some of these guys were at our base. We have Springman, the head of the U.S. Embassy section in Saudi Arabia, being ordered to let them in, even though they were on watch list, and he was told later, oh, that was part of secret training. They were our operatives. So we have all of that. You add all of this together. What can you tell us about talking to other colleagues about hijackers being allowed in and out of the country, being protected, not acting in a very Muslim extremist fashion with all the whores and drugs and topless bars, the FBI living with them, Israeli intelligence following them around? What was really going on here in the U.S.?
Well, again, I got to be careful to limit myself to my direct knowledge, and I'll add to the pieces that I have. I'll be happy to add the pieces. I don't want to comment on other people's information. I can tell you this for a fact, Alex, is the fact that during the data mining phase of Able Danger, Al-Qaeda cells were discovered. And the fact that they were discovered was haunting. A lot of folks were shocked. That the information that we'd had uncovered as a team indicated that they were active cells. This is not like just, you know, people who are sleepers. These are active cells doing things. And the appearance was that they were active. They weren't sleeper. They were active. They were doing
They were preparing for something.
Exactly. So that information was passed forward. And there's good evidence now from a friend of mine who did some research that the information that we came up with was reported to President Clinton in the Millennium Bomber Report. One of the things that was disclosed that Sandy Berger was after was copies of the Millennium Bombing Report. And within that report, that was, you know, well prior to 9/11, was within that report, and this is reported in John Ashcroft's book. I don't remember the name of the book off the top of my head, but John Ashcroft actually admits that there was information in the Millennium Bomber Report relating to Al-Qaeda cells, active cells, being found in the United States. So, you know, we believe, based on the evidence we have, that was our gig. That was Able Danger. And obviously, at that level, you don't call things by its operational name, but we believe that information regarding what was in the Millennium Report that went from Ashcroft to President Clinton was the Able Danger information.
And it was so damning that Berger broke national security laws. He could have gone to prison for life to stick it in his underwear and socks to get it out of there.
That's correct, yes. So that is, right in my judgment, telling by the fact that, yeah, we did discover these guys. It was hugely bad for a lot of folks. And one of the other controversial points I've been told about lately, and this is, I think, new for everybody, one of the things my colleagues have told me is like, yeah, the moment that happened, you know, there was consideration of allowing Special Operations Command to go do some stuff, you know, in the United States. And that was hugely controversial. And I think that's one of the other things they don't want to have talked about is the fact that, you know, some people, to include myself, thought that, you know, look, if these guys are operating here, we need to do something sooner than later. And if we're in the best position to do something, let us do it. And that was hugely unpopular for any number of reasons, posse comitatus and all those other restrictions, which I understand why they exist. I support them. But clearly, you know, we had discovered that there were active cells within the United States. And just so everybody understands, this is not new. Eric Kleinsmith, who was the actual analyst who discovered this stuff, testified in front of Senator Allen Specter on this point in August of 2005, I believe.
Well, you've told us some new things, and you're getting, hopefully, security clearance for your book coming out in the early summer, perhaps even late
right.
spring. But in the last minute we've got, what can you give us foreshadowing on that is new that's coming out?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, just speaking in the general situation right now, you've got the problem with people like Brennan, who have been part of the bureaucracy for the entire time. Don't forget, Alex, no one was ever held accountable for 9/11. And you know, I look at Mr. Brennan doing what he's doing right now, akin to Bernie Madoff being brought back to investigate the damage he caused with his Ponzi scheme. It's ludicrous. So what we got to do, if we only focus on one core issue, that issue needs to be accountability. If you can't do the job, you need to be replaced.
Exactly. Regardless of what happened, we know they screwed up. We know they knew beforehand and let it happen. Bare minimum. For whatever reason, why are they now back in charge, getting away with everything?
Yes.
And why do you get rewarded for failure? And then people that actually did a good job, like yourself, no one denies you did a great job. You're being persecuted for trying to kill Osama bin Laden, if he supposedly, you know, is the guy over at Al-Qaeda that was involved in all of this. And now we see more and more of this used to take our liberties and our freedom. And again, on record, you do want a new investigation of 9/11.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I publicly supported the NICAN call for a new investigation. And I don't agree with everything that all the movements stand for out there. I think the one common issue, Alex, we all agree on We need a new investigation. We need to really turn over all the rocks, get to the real bottom, an independent commission, not consisting of people who have agendas, to sit down, to go through everything in detail for a full accounting. And frankly, people need to be fired if they fail to conduct themselves in accordance with their oath of office. So,
absolutely. Is there a website yet for The Dark Side of the Force, the book coming out in the summer?
No, there's not. But what you can do is, you know, I'm a senior fellow with the Center for Advanced Defense Studies, C4ADS.org. We do a combination of studies on technology and policies relating to defense. I do a lot of, you know, they're the think tank I belong to. And obviously I'll come back with you when we do have more information about the book. And I look forward to chatting with you guys in the future as things develop.
Well, I'm flattered that you read InfoWars, Colonel. How long have you been checking that out?
It was one of recommended to me very early on when I joined Facebook last year. So I'm a fan of it. So I look at it all the time.
Well, thank you so much, Colonel. And we look forward to reading your new book and look forward to having you back on. Be safe, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
You bet. Goodbye. Okay. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Talking to that guy off air is interesting. I mean, he hadn't told me anything secret or anything. He just certainly is telling you as much as he can. And he likes what we do. He likes the films and the material and the information. And what does that tell you? A big black op commander telling you they could have wiped out every one of the supposed Al-Qaeda commanders long before 9/11 and they weren't allowed to. And neither was the FBI here in the U.S. And Israeli intelligence was literally handling them all over them. The FBI was all over them. It looks, from the best we can tell, with the 7/7 bombings and with the 9/11 operations and with the underwear bomber, they get useful idiots who think they're part of drills. And in some cases, they get real terrorists who are being handled by international crime syndicate, private networks, mole operators, who allow them to carry out these attacks. And then some events are completely staged, like Gulf of Tonkin, that didn't even happen, and they just say, oh, we got to go to war. But there certainly are real Muslim terrorists out there, that they would call themselves fighters against Western occupation. But regardless, there are real asymmetrical people out there attacking in non-traditional military operations. But when you see a terror attack, and it's got earmarks of intelligence protecting it in the West, and you see a simultaneous rollout for a new war in Yemen and a new rollout of body scanners that Homeland Security is all making money off of privately, openly, criminally, in a revolving door of looting, like Chertoff. When you see all that happening simultaneously and it fits the MO of everything you've seen over and over and over and over again, you know what's going on. And Colonel Schaefer didn't get into all the persecution he went through, all the things they tried to do to him. When he went to him and said, and take Sybil Edmonds, who we've interviewed. Sybil Edmonds. She's listening to the NSA, CIA intercepts, reading them at FBI, transcribing them from Arabic and Farsi and the rest of it over into English for the FBI analyst to read it. And it's elements of the CIA, and she's now gone to federal court and broken her gag order because she was called in another case and was able to talk about it. And she said narcotics running, child kidnapping, sex slave, weapons with Al-Qaeda and elements of the CIA and private contractors. Remember that. And she said this years ago. She put a lot of it out here on the show and then in the last year came out with all of it. And she said the CIA was running Al-Qaeda right up until 9/11. So, of course, the CIA didn't want the Pentagon and CENTCOM and special forces operators and the Green Berets to be able to go out and kill their Al-Qaeda frontmen, who themselves were just cutouts for this whole operation. Because we have enough declassified operations from decades past to know what this operation is, and it fits. All the pieces fit perfectly. We know what happened. And the goal is take American liberty, set up a police state, launch all these new wars, start a clash of civilizations. Everything the PNAC report wrote about, the Pentagon minions, Dick Cheney and Jeb Bush and others wrote about in September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, a white paper issued by the Project for a New American Century. And they say, if we don't have a big Pearl Harbor terror attack, notice the Pearl Harbor killed 3,000, 9/11 killed 3,000. If we don't have that, we're not going to be able to launch Pax Americana, the empire of America. But it's not an empire we own or we get. Let's say we're immoral, evil, piratical demons, which we're not, the average American. You know, the government said, we're evil, we're the forces of doom, we're going to take over the planet. Most of the military and people wouldn't go along with that. But even if you are evil and believe you got some goodies, you didn't get cheaper oil, you got higher taxes. You paid for a private corporate war over opium and oil and weapons and everything else. You paid for a war that helped global interests destroy America's sovereignty. I mean, if you really believe Muslims are the greatest evil on the earth, why are they bringing record numbers of them into the country? Why do they protect them with the Fort Hood and the underwear bomber and every single case right down the line? Why is the FBI protecting them in their homes? Why are the Israelis protecting them? Why do the major white supremacist groups every time in the U.S. get caught being run by the feds, founded by the feds? They want to radicalize the political debate to make the empire look good. If you're against the private Federal Reserve, you must be a Nazi. If you're against the wars and the globalists, oh, you must be a Muslim extremist. See how they do that? And so that's why they run the radical Muslims and protect them and shepherd them, depending on what variety they are, whether they're real or manufactured. There's all different types in this grab bag. It's the same thing with the white supremacist. That's why the white supremacists attack me number one, because they are a federal body. Hal Turner is a FBI agent, national security branch, confirmed in federal court last week with the FBI defending him and calling for the case to be dropped. The U.S. attorney defending him as a great soldier of the FBI. He made a mistake, though, in his operations. A bunch of state judges got mad when he started telling people to go after him. The states still have power. And these judges go, I don't care if this is an FBI operation. You don't have your operative get up there and say, come after me. And so he's been indicted in multiple states. And the FBI comes in and says he is an agent. He is deep cover. And they say, okay, what division? National Security Branch. Highest level security. I mean, in fact, go to Kurt Nimmo's article that links to the Hal Turner family blog, the Chicago Tribune, the Boston Globe. The headline was Hal Turner, National Security Asset. But when you actually read the transcript, most of it's blacked out. It says he is a CIA, he is a FBI National Security Agent. He is an agent. And who did he attack every day? Me. Who are the FBI and CIA attacking? Me. Because I'll have people on like Colonel Schaefer to tell the truth. There's the article. Put it up on screen. Hal Turner's a national security asset. And you scroll down in the article, and in it, punch it up on screen for me, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, anybody can go read it. When you scroll down, we have the PDFs blacked out under national security, but the parts that aren't blacked out say FBI agent, highest security clearance, national security. Are you guys able to scroll that down? Or because I just want to scroll it down. Yeah, the article. Perfect. Just scroll it down and see those documents. Click on those. You can blow those documents up, and that is from the federal court. The Hal Turner family blog and the Chicago Tribune directly link to the federal and state courthouses, and there it is where you can read National Security Intelligence, Terrorism, Foreign Counterintelligence. And then you scroll down to the next document, it says he was an agent. And every one of these major groups, see how it's redacted right there? Every one of these groups are run by these people, because that's why, what does Chris Matthews do? Oh, I don't want socialism and government-run healthcare. That's code word for racism. Ron Paul says, I don't want to launch new wars. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. They have to radicalize the debate so that mainline Americans don't wake up to this. They have to put a turd in the punch bowl on every issue of white supremacist activity. That guy is an FBI agent right there.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle,
and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America is such a police state that Rob Jacobson, one of my video editors, got points on his license and was sent a bill for a ticket and auto accident he never had. And they just said, we'll arrest you. Derek, one of our salesmen, paid for a speeding ticket over a month ago. He has the receipt. They just lost it, and they called him just now and said, we're going to come arrest you if you don't come prove that you paid this ticket. See, the government just does whatever it wants. And I've got all these Boy Scout parents in denial from Fall of the Republic and other films I've made showing how they're being federalized and taken over by local police as well, going, well, they've always trained with law enforcement. No, they're being fully taken over and deployed at checkpoints and at malls. Here's one out of the Daily Journal. Explorer program exposes youth to law enforcement in police uniforms, out searching people at the mall. The Yugen. Okay, here's another one. Irma Boy Scout troop, first in state to get new law enforcement patch. These are pouring in. Major police departments under federal grants are taking over the Boy Scouts. Parents, say no to this, man. This is Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany. Stop living in denial. I know what's going on, but there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. You people really need to wake up out there. This was an incredible week. This was the best week of radio, full five shows we've ever done. I want to commend the crew, the best crew I've ever had. I want to commend the IT people, Genesis, everybody, the sponsors, the affiliates. I'll be back Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m. Just amazing job to everybody. I want to encourage everyone to continue to visit the online video bookstore at Infowars.com to get the materials. America is ready to be woken up. In the first hour, we covered a bunch of key news. Then I had about 12-plus% of kids being sexually abused in government custody. We're also going to have Damon Vickers on, Bob Chapman, and then, of course, the Able Danger Colonel Schaefer interview. I mean, and we've got interviews next week. It just gets more and more powerful, more and more informative. The Drudge Report has added InfoWars as a permanent link. Thank them for that. In their new top news sources, I mean, this is incredible. We are breaking through at every level. What we're talking about has now become mainstream. We can defeat the New World Order together. But as people are finding out, we knew what we were talking about. We're right. We're the patriots. We're the good guys. We're anti-New World Order. The New World Order is the enemy. In closing, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made this week's show possible and hope that you will support them out there. One of them is Survival Seed Bank, super high quality survival seed banks where you can save them or use them, non-hybrid, non-GMO, organic, high quality seeds, a great deal from the great folks at Solutions from Science, survivalseedbank.com. The spring's coming up. Get your Survival Seed Bank, plant one. See how great they are. Save another or give it as a gift. SurvivalSeedBank.com or give them a call, 877-327-0365. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, out of all of these fabulous sponsors, the Diginet.net line of hidden video camera sunglasses, where it's all contained in the sunglasses, the memory chip and the battery and everything, a little camera. Great wherever you look, you're filming. They have the hidden Diginet pens, everything available at Diginet.net, Diginet.net. Everyone needs one of the pens in their car or at their office. You never know when you're going to need it. Always keep it by your side. A great line of high-quality products. They're a huge seller, so you get the lowest prices there I've seen and high quality. Diginet.net, Diginet.net, Diginet.net. Check them out today. And again, great job to all of our sponsors making this radio show possible. Don't forget the free podcast. Over 200,000 people a day listen how you want, when you want. Subscribe to it, to your MP3, your iPhone, whatever, on the listen link at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, top of the page. Don't forget the restreams, free for everybody. Higher quality archives at PrisonPlanet.tv and the video archives of the show, as well as all the films, and in your AM and FM shortwave satellite as well. God bless you all. Back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Got some big surprises coming up on that show. We'll see you this Sunday. God bless.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin.